news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is another legal win for President-elect Trump, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreeing to drop the classified documents case against him. The guns have fallen silent. The rockets no longer fly. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolande Nell says a newly minted Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is holding. So far.
After 13 months of fighting that have gone on in parallel to the Gaza war, this morning there is relative calm across the Israel-Lebanon border. The ceasefire calls for a two-month halt to hostilities and requires Hezbollah to end its armed presence in southern Lebanon. Thousands of Lebanese army troops and UN peacekeepers are due to move there as Israeli soldiers return to their side of the border. And an international panel headed by the US will monitor compliance. The Lebanese Prime Minister, Najib Mikati, welcomed the deal and Israel's Security Cabinet voted for it. However, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, threatened that his country would strike decisively if Hezbollah violated the agreement or tried to rearm.
President-elect Trump is now rounded out his economic team, bringing in two veterans from his first administration. Determined to hit the ground running, incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan has toured the southern border, accompanied by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Homan vows to oversee a mass deportation of illegal aliens, beginning with hardened criminals and terrorists. Today expected to be the busiest air travel day of the Thanksgiving holiday period. Forecasters warn the weather could complicate travel plans in the east later in the week. There is a possibility of snow in the north and heavy rains elsewhere. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 32 points. NASDAQ futures off 72 and the S&P futures down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
TGIW. Yeah. Thank God it's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Good, yeah, no. Good morning, 6:03. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off on for what many is a very short work week. Chuck, good morning.
Busy travel day today, so thankfully the weather's okay for the time being. One incident here, and they're calling it police activity, and they have a situation Bay Bridge westbound right atop the main span. They're blocking the right lane, so we don't know what it is yet. Center lane, left-hand lane open right now. There's no impact there. We'll keep an eye on it. One other wreck, Prince George's County, Outer Loop, Capitol Beltway at Route 214. It looks like right now there is room to get by, but we may start to see some slowing from College Park and from that area if you're headed around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 55. Then rain will develop overnight with a low of 43. It's going to be a windy and wet Thanksgiving with showers, especially early in the day. The afternoon high should reach 51. A little bit cooler behind the front Friday with a clearing trend and a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville 39 degrees. Baltimore downtown, it's 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland State Police will be out in force this week to keep the roadways safe over Thanksgiving. Troopers from all 23 Barrick will be on the roads through the holidays to combat impaired, aggressive, and distracted driving. State Police say impaired driving is preventable, and anyone who plans to indulge should designate a sober driver or use a rideshare service. Baltimore police are asking for the public's help to identify several people who are near the scene of a murder on November 17. 28-year-old Kiera Tripp was shot and killed at a hotel near Johns Hopkins, near the hospital. And police have released video and photos of a group of people exiting an elevator and walking in a corridor. Anyone with information on the individuals is asked to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says a seventh person has pled guilty in the LND drug trafficking case. The Longwood North Duplin organization was dismantled following an extensive local and federal investigation that began in May of 2023. And a 16-year-old has been arrested on armed robbery charges in Anne Arundel County. The teen allegedly armed with a knife, he threatened an employee and stole items from an Exxon station on Annapolis Road earlier this month. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Pick 3, 685. Pick 4, 0168. Next, WCBM's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens back at practice today. Quick turnaround for the team and a change in mindset as December football looms this weekend before the Steelers' loss. The Ravens were sailing along, winners of 7 of 8, best offense in the league, the king, all of it. Since then, things seem to have changed, according to Lamar Jackson.
But is we took that loss, I felt like everyone just died then. Like, yeah, man, it can go either way for us. We started off, you know, winning games in consecutive weeks back-to-back. We lost to Cleveland, came back win a couple, then we lose to Steelers. It's like we just got to keep our foot on the gas. We can't come up for air. Got to stay down and just stay locked in.
The Eagles up next, and it's a big one. 7 in a row for Philadelphia. Only the Lions with 9 have won more games in a row than the Eagles. Big injury news, by the way, for Philly yesterday. 6-year captain and 15-year veteran defensive lineman Brandon Graham has been pronounced out for the year with a torn triceps. Injury occurred in the win Sunday night over the Rams. We'll hear from Philly head coach Nick Sirianni more about that later this morning. MLB news. The free agency chips started falling, and the rich get richer. Dodgers inking former Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell to a big deal. 5 years, $182 million. We'll have more on Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander's situation later this morning. Coming up at 6:35, it's the only Thanksgiving Day tradition that matters, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Top of the morning.
morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is Wednesday, November the 27th, 2024, Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories in this hour: arrests have been made in the Federal Hill murder of that Pasadena teen.
Literally looking up, like, moments before, and I was like, I need a sign. Like, I need to know you're okay. And when I got the call, it was like everything I needed and more.
Another case that indicates that it's time to enforce Title IX.
LGBTQ is shoved down our throats. And going into a locker room and seeing males in there, I don't find that safe. It's not okay.
And it's already, well, 54 days or whatever before election. I'm sorry, before the inauguration. And the border czar has already visited the border.
Yeah.
Tom Homan.
Wow, that's a change from the last one, huh?
He's not even in office yet. And he's on the border yesterday with a warning to sanctuary cities and states.
Don't test us. The nation wants a safe country. We've had enough crime in this country, illegal alien crime. It's time to end it and stop it.
And for you mayors and governors that have announced, you know, like the Denver dude.
Oh, yeah.
And the Frederick County.
I'm going to go to jail.
A mayor saying that they're not going to cooperate with the feds. Another message on the Sean Hannity program the other night.
Tom, you heard this mayor out there in Colorado. I want to get your reaction to it. And I want you to be clear about who has jurisdiction, the federal government or state and local governments. And if you're a sanctuary state or city, are you breaking the law?
You're absolutely breaking law. All you have to do is look at Arizona versus U.S. You'll see these breaking law. But look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail. Because there's a statute. It's Title 8 United States Code 1324-III. And what it says is, it's a felony if you knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien from immigration authorities. It's also a felony to impede a federal law enforcement officer. So if we don't want to help, that's fine. He can get the hell out of the way. But we're going to go do the job. President Trump has a mandate for American people. We got to secure this country. We got to save American lives. And I find it shocking that any mayor of a city would say, the President Trump's been clear. We want to concentrate on public safety threats and national security threats. I find it hard to believe that any mayor or governor would say they don't want public safety threats removed from their neighborhoods. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on in Denver, but we're going to go and we're going to fix it. If he don't want to fix it, if he don't want to protect his communities, President Trump and ICE will.
Now, this is a guy that knows the law, chapter and verse. He has been a career Border Patrol agent. He knows immigration law. He knows. We were talking about this yesterday at the various and sundry crimes that the Frederick County Mayor, or Frederick City Mayor, rather, and, of course, others in this state, Stu Pittman down in Anne Arundel County, and, of course, the Denver Mayor, and now we've got the Mayor of Tucson, Romero, and others saying, we're not cooperating. We're going to order our people not to cooperate, blah, blah, blah. So if you harbor an illegal alien fugitive, or if you impede law enforcement, federal law enforcement officers, you are violating law. And I think Tom Homan is going to ask the Justice Department, with Pam Bondi as the Attorney General, to prosecute these individuals.
Yeah, if they want to stand out of the way, Homan says, that's fine by me. You go ahead and stand out of the way, but you get in the way and you have trouble coming.
And coming up next, the Mexican president's response to the Trump tariffs, and also, who really is the culprit? Who's making money off the misery of sex trafficking children? You might be shocked when you hear the numbers.
6:13 right now, the mayor of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker. Good morning.
Morning, and the situation here at the Bay Bridge, we're still not confirmed as to what it is, but they're calling it a police incident westbound, almost to the top of the main span. So the right lane, you'll see the red X as you're coming on to the main span. The right lane still blocked. Center lane, left-hand lane, or open traffic is still getting by just fine. I saw some of the equipment that was out there going back into Sandy Point. So it may be resolved, and we'll let you know. But in the meantime, you'll stay out of the right lane till they clear that red X and let us go back once again. We did check on the wreck on the Capitol Beltway at Route 214 off the roadway, and again, not a big problem right now through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for Thanksgiving Eve, mostly cloudy, 55 today. Rain moves in overnight, lasts through Thursday morning, should taper off tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day in the afternoon, but it's going to be a little bit messy to start the day. 51 for the high tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 36 in the city, 39 in Annapolis.
Chuck, you mentioned the Bay Bridge. You didn't know exactly what it was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a large span of concrete and metal that goes from Annapolis over to the Eastern Shore. Glad I could help.
I didn't know you had that wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
You are amazing.
Sure.
I guess they'll take them to the hospital. What is it? It's a big building with patients.
I've never been a man who's really mastered the arcane and the trivial, more so than Bruce.
Yeah, both of those with capital letters, as a matter of fact.
All right, time for some one-liner news. In the upcoming biopic, A Complete Unknown, Timothy Chalamet sings 40 Bob Dylan songs himself.
Yeah.
Guy's a great actor. Takes a lot of talent to sing that badly.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
What are you talking about?
How does it feel? Donald Trump revealed he'll impose a 25% tariff on all goods coming in from Canada. Even with the 25% upcharge, Tim Hortons coffee will still be less expensive than Starbucks.
Yeah, right.
Go and get there. Joe Biden announced he wants the weight loss drug Ozempic covered by Medicare and Medicaid. So Donald Trump's going to shrink the size of American government. And Joe Biden is trying to shrink the size of Americans.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out. New study claims that average American will gain 6 pounds over the upcoming holiday tomorrow and the weekend. Chuck Whitaker's doing his part.
Above average.
He is going to forgo the cranberry sauce this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really?
See, that's fake news because we're actually starting to feast today.
Oh, are you really?
It's a 3-day feast? Is that what it is?
Yeah, crab cakes today to begin with.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so crab cakes today. Tomorrow is, we'll give us it during Chuck's Food News, the whole menu.
Yeah.
There's a new horror movie based on Popeye. It's called Popeye the Slaver Man.
Oh, really?
Takes the classic cartoon character, turns him into a soulless killer. Apparently the first victim is J. Wellington Wimpy. Payback for never paying Popeye on a Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I would have thought the plot would have been he was fried in olive oil.
Exactly. All right. Sadly, actor Earl Holliman has passed away at the age of 96. Earl has the distinction of starring in the very first Twilight Zone episode called Where Is Everybody?
Look, I don't want you to think I'm nuts or anything. It's nothing like that. It's just that I don't seem to remember who I am. Well, it's a real oddball thing, but when I woke up this morning, I just found myself out on that road walking.
Hey! Where is everybody?
That's Twilight Zone, Earl Holliman. He was also in Police Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Started
yes, he
with
was.
Angie Dickinson.
But he was a man.
Yes, he was. He was Earl Holliman, not a policeman. But he played a policeman as Holliman. Oh, forget
who
it.
Who won?
I don't know, but Thanksgiving has started early in the Kamala Harris household.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. Hmm. And you have the same purpose that you did.
She looked
rough.
And
you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
The internet, this went viral yesterday. Everybody was saying she was drunk.
She didn't look too good.
Yeah, she's not good at all in the video. You have to see, actually, the video to really appreciate it. But I'm just saying, how could you tell the difference? I mean, this looked
just
like...
just another word salad to me.
It was just another Kamala Harris moment. It just seems like that's who she is. I don't know whether she's...
She said, please send me some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent your money so wisely during the campaign.
Yes. $1.5 billion in 100 days and lost into
a
devastating landslide.
And overspent.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. $1.5 billion, and she's still overspent.
Wow. And sent money to people like Oprah and Lady Gaga.
Al Sharpton.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just
$250 million to Al Sharpton. And shortly after that, surprise, surprise, you got a nice interview from him.
Yeah. You starting a Thanksgiving dinner earlier this morning?
A little piece of sourdough bread.
Okay.
It's good.
Jeez. Keep your mouth full the rest of the morning. It'll be fine.
Take a bigger piece, will you?
That's right. Keep stuffing it in. By the way, all lanes are open on the Bay Bridge now.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. We'll get another update in a couple of minutes here. All right. It's coming up on 620, 20 minutes after the hour. And today is Turkeys of the Year. So we're going to ask you to nominate your Turkey of the Year in the following categories. And that would be national politics, local politics, media slash celebrity category, and a sports category. Okay, those are the four categories for Turkeys of the Year. So you can nominate, and you can do that several ways. You can call us here this morning at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can send your nominees in via email at themorningdrive@WCBM.com, or you can text them in as well using the free WCBM mobile app, and we'll announce ours and the winners at the end of the show.
But
Nominations were now being accepted, and again, this is whatever criteria you want to use. Turkeys of the Year, doesn't matter what party, doesn't matter what individual. In the past, people have voted for me frequently, so everything is on the table, so to speak. It's 620. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're talking at immigration time. Home and the borders are at the border yesterday. Coming up, what do you hear? The real culprits, the real villains in child sex and human trafficking. And we're going to name names, or at least J.J. Carell will, in a testimony before Congress. Here we go again. An illegal alien has been arrested for the alleged sexual assault of a 14-year-old Colorado girl. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said 20-year-old Jesus Alberto Pereira Castillo in custody in Denver, where the Denver mayor says he's not going to cooperate with ICE. Castillo allegedly forced himself onto the girl, who was the daughter of his employer, back in August.
Fine. That be the case, if the mayor just really doesn't want to turn this guy over, let the ICE take him away, why doesn't he open his guest room to him?
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. If that's going to be the standard, some of these are nice people and they're just misunderstood, fine. You have an open guest room. Invite them over.
By the way, one call after it was made between President-elect Trump and the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, she says that the illegal alien migrant caravans will not reach our southern border.
Yeah, they're in the south.
Mexico is already intervening, although she is vowing to dig her country's grave by, she says, imposing retaliatory tariffs on America in response to the Trump plan to stop illegal immigration. So that she will, because Mexico needs us more than we need Mexico. So you may want to rethink that.
Yeah.
Devastating numbers coming up next. Stay with us.
Just bluster, Sean. It's just bluster. 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. There is some slowing, a little bit heavy on the Parkway southbound, Route 100, Arundel Mills, down through that area, but it looks okay towards Route 32. The Beltway is, hang on a second. Get that out of there. We don't know where that came from, but either way, Beltway looks good. JFX is late, and right now, keep an eye on the tunnels. Busy travel day. Right now, we're good. Southbound, 895 and 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And the Weather Channel forecast for your holiday, mostly cloudy today on getaway day, 55, biggest travel day of the year. Rain moves in overnight, lasts through Thanksgiving morning. Should taper off by tomorrow afternoon, still windy, 51, and then the cold arrives. Friday, sunny, upper 40s. That's it. Right now, mostly cloudy, 36 in Glen Burnie, 36 in Parkville. And how bad is the trafficking and the operation going on? We've heard in the past 4 years of the secret midnight flights, illegals pouring over. It's a catch-and-release policy. Once Biden cut the Remain in Mexico Trump asylum policy, that opened up the doors for these. And you'll hear the numbers here in just a second. But who else is should be held accountable? Because we know that Biden and Kamala have blood on their hands, the death of Rachel Warren and, of course, Lincoln Riley and Jocelyn Non-Gray. By the way, yesterday at the Texas border, a panel, it's called the Jocelyn Initiative. Greg Abbott and Don Buckingham of the Texas Land Commission have dedicated part of that wall in Texas to Jocelyn's memory. So that was yesterday. But there are other culprits in this, and there are people making millions and billions of dollars at the misery of poor children. We told you about the two-year-old yesterday that was found by herself with just a note, just the parent's name and a phone number. That's it. Imagine if she had lost that paper. What could have happened to her? So here is J.J. Carell. We've had him on the air before, former Border Patrol agent. He's got a book out and a great film out, a documentary, testifying before Congress earlier this week.
Can you name some of these NGOs that have specifically taken these hundreds of millions of dollars and not used it to protect these children?
Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Family Services. I spoke to a gentleman that works in DHS. He actually sends the electronic fund transfers, and I asked him, sir, tell me, who are you responsible for, and how much is the largest check you cut? He said, I'm over Jewish Family Services, and I cut a check for $600 million. And I said, is that for like 3 years? And he told me, JJ, get in the game. That's 2 or 3 months, wow, and it's renewable. That's one NGO. And I said, well, Catholic Charities is bigger than Jewish Family Services. Yes, they get the same or more. You're talking about billions upon billions of dollars given to NGOs to further the trafficking of everyone crossing the border, to include children.
Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities, and Jewish Family Services. You are despicable. This is evil. Now, some people say, well, Sean, their intentions are well. They do try to find sponsors. But, you know, when you don't know who the sponsors are, when there's no verification of who these sponsors are, you're putting them right back in the hands of the cartels, of the sex traffickers, and they know it.
Unless they do DNA tests on the kids, which they're not doing. They were during the Trump administration, but my understanding is they are not doing it now. If you have a kid come across with somebody who says he's his uncle, fine, do a DNA test. If the DNA test comes back and there's no familiar relationship whatsoever, you've got a problem. If it comes back and the DNA says, yep, that's his uncle, then that's just fine.
But here's what I think Trump needs to do, and I haven't heard this from him yet. Maybe he is going to do it, and that is, you got to cut off these NGOs. You got to cut off the spigot. You've got to stop incentivizing Catholic Charities, and I'm Catholic, Lutheran Charities, and Jewish Family Services from profiting. From profiteering on the backs of these children. And so that's number one. When there's no more money in it for them, boy, mm-hmm, they'll scatter like ashes into the wind. So that's what needs to be done. And listen to some of these numbers. The Darien Gap, that's down in Panama.
Yep.
Prior, when Trump was in office back in 2020, the number of people approaching the Darien Gap from Asia and Africa was 676. By 2023, that number grew to 52,000.
From 676.
Yes, to 52,000. This is a new FAIR report that's just out, released by the Panamanian government. These numbers are off the charts. In fact, prior to Joe Biden's assuming office, just 6,400 illegals were encountered making this perilous journey through the gap. Within 1 year, 133,000 such encounters were recorded. By 2023, that figure had grown to 500,000. So between January of 2021, installation day for Chairman Joe, and October of 2023, 1.18 million people were encountered as they made their way to the U.S. border. And some of these same NGOs are there at the Darien Gap, assisting them where to go, how to what to claim once you get across the border. They're given pamphlets and instructions on how to do it. So this is an intentional scheme by the U.S. government, led by Biden and Harris and the Reconquistas, the radical open border types, partnering with these NGOs, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities, and Jewish Family Services, to facilitate the invasion and transformation of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And that's what Tom Holman is going to try to stop.
I think he's going to do more than try, Sean. I think that this guy has, I mean, he's solid grit.
But you got to cut off the NGOs as soon as day one. No more money. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland State Police will be out in force this week to keep their roadways safe over Thanksgiving. Troopers from all 23 barracks will be on the roads through the holidays to combat impaired, aggressive, and distracted driving. State Police say impaired driving is preventable, and anyone who plans to indulge should designate a sober driver or use a rideshare service. Buller Police asking for the public's help to identify several people who were near the scene of a murder on November 17. 28-year-old Kiera Tripp was shot and killed at a hotel near Johns Hopkins Hospital. Police have released video and photos of a group of people exiting an elevator and walking in a corridor. Anyone with information on any of the individuals asked to please call Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says a seventh person has now pled guilty in the LND drug trafficking case. The Longwood North Dukeland organization dismantled following an extensive local and federal investigation that began in May of 2023. The suspects arrested after a search warrant, and after those search warrants led to fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, 10 firearms in January. 32-year-old Keon Powell will stand trial in January on the 7th that begins the trial. Two other defendants remain at large. And a 16-year-old has now been arrested on armed robbery charges in Anne Arundel County. The teen was allegedly armed with a knife when he threatened an employee and stole items from an Exxon station on Annapolis Road earlier this month. Anne Arundel County Police yesterday say that they identified the suspect and he was taken into custody. And finally, a little bit of good news. A group of Abingdon firefighters have now rescued a kitten that had been stuck in a tree for days. Homeowner called the fire company and said their six-month-old kitten ran up a tree, had been there for more than 48 hours, so the firemen came through. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough due to high inflation, interest rates spiraling out of control, high prices on groceries, utility, medical costs, and insurance skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight onto their spending. Hi, this is Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements. I fully understand the situation, but I've got good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling because there's some necessary work that must be done first, AES is here to help you through some of the most difficult times. Right now, AES Builders and Home Improvement is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or how small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. We also give you the lowest possible price without cutting corners. Call us today, 1-800-787-SAVE, or online at aeshome.us.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 685, pick 4, 0168. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And we have a problem, 895 northbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway on the K-Trust Bridge. That's the steel bridge before the toll plaza. So if you're coming up from Poteet Street, you're coming up from the spur at I-97 headed north to the Old Harbor Tunnel. Single lane to the right, and we're getting a backup there. Depends on how long it stays in the left-hand lane, how much backup we'll get. Right now, it's about a half-mile backup, and you'll stay to the right. After that, we're clear. Both the tunnels southbound are running okay. JFX, pretty quiet there. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown, and so far, nothing major on the Beltway.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 55. Then rain will develop overnight with a low of 43. It's going to be a windy and wet Thanksgiving with showers, especially early in the day. The afternoon high should reach 51. A little bit cooler behind the front Friday with a clearing trend and a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Topping off a dessert or swirling it onto hot cocoa, Ready Whip is here to whip up some holiday cheer. Ready Whip is made with real cream, so pick up a can or two. Ready Whip.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Eagles and Ravens on Sunday. Philly, the number one rushing team in the NFL, 193 yards per game. The Ravens, number two rushing defense in the, or actually number one rushing defense in the NFL at 77 yards per game. Ravens running back Derrick Henry had this to say about his Philly counterpart, a gentleman named Saquon Barkley.
Well, first of all, Saquon, slow your ass down. He's a hell of a player, man. They're a hell of a team. They've been doing a great job as a team. How many games?
Meanwhile, Philly head coach Nick Sirianni on the problems that Derrick Henry presents for a defense.
They're big, strong, fast, hard to tackle, that he is as advertised when you see him in person.
Barkley with 1,392 yards on the season in 11 games, the King 1,325 in 12 games. Barkley on pace to break Eric Dickerson's NFL record. Other NFL news, remember that incident with Tyreek Hill getting pulled over and cuffed on his way to the stadium in Miami back in September? Well, it went to court yesterday and charges were dismissed. Arresting officer Danny Torres failed to show. Baseball news, the Dodgers draw first blood in the free agency market. The World Series champ signing former Cy Young winner Blake Snell to a deal, 5 years, $182 million. Based on that, The Athletic predicting that Corbin Burnes will find a suitor, 7 years for $247 million. That's over $30 million per season, way over. And Anthony Santander, 6 for $142 million. And NJ.com reporting that free agent extraordinaire Juan Soto has already 5 offers on the table from the predictable places, the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, Dodgers, and the Blue Jays. On the hardwood last night, the Wizards continue to sink. Losers to the Bulls, 127-108. Baltimore's Bub Carrington came off the bench, 10 points in 25 minutes. The Wiz have now lost 12 in a row. They're 2-14. They have the worst record in the NBA. The time now is 6:36 when we return the only Thanksgiving tradition that matters.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
So across the country, the only Thanksgiving tradition that matters is your Turkey Day football game.
Right.
Right? In the morning, yeah. Before you get all, tryptophaned out in the afternoon. So just a couple of tips on that. The best tip would be make sure that there's a doctor around, number one, just in case. And actually, funny story real quick, this happened 20 years ago. I played in a Thanksgiving football game in the morning at a doctor's house. He had a huge house with a big front yard, and I actually sprained my MCL, and he was right there
to take care of it.
But in these parts, the biggest Thanksgiving tradition is the Turkey Bowl.
Yep.
And that's the 104th meeting between Loyola and Calvert Hall. I'll have a little bit more about that later on this morning, but that is a tremendous, tremendous game.
Such great memories growing up playing football. We'd always go to a turkey. We'd have a Turkey Bowl, playing for a boys club, whatever the case may be, and then we'd have turkey later on in the afternoon. But great days, great games, and it's a great way to celebrate. Of course, you got football all day long, so.
Yeah, but unfortunately, all the matchups are terrible.
Yeah, they're bad ones today, no doubt.
But, right.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
I have very different memories of growing up because we didn't play football. We raked the lawn.
Oh, boy.
That's terrible. On Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You waited all that time until that day.
I would think most of the leaves in Wisconsin whatever have been gone by then.
By, like, September.
Yeah. No, I lived in the woods in Wisconsin, and there were leaves.
Oh, lots. Sorry, Bruce.
Wait a minute. There are leaves in the woods?
That's what I hear.
Seriously.
That's just amazing. That's right. Profundity.
Bears, too? Bruce?
That's what I hear.
And what do they do?
I don't know. What are the Paul, right, whatever the Paul does.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. David in Marlow Heights. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. I got a nomination for Turkey Buzzard of the Year.
All right.
Larry Hogan.
Larry Hogan. There it is. He's our first nominee.
Turkey Buzzard of all things.
Larry Hogan gets a nomination. I think there are going to be a lot of votes for Larry. So, David, any specific reason? I know there are many, but just one.
Well, for the way he treats Mr. Trump. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's,
fair enough.
That is.
About Mr. Trump.
All right, David, thanks for the nomination, and we'll see how Larry fares by the end of the show. By the way, you can vote or nominate your Turkeys of the Year and or vote for your Turkey of the Year on air here at 410-922-6680, The Morning Drive at WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app.
Now, Sean, you know that our listenership spans the political gap between those who are very conservative and those who are liberal. And for those of you on the left side of the aisle, the Wilksers, I want you to understand that we care for you, and we want you to do well at Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. So there are a couple tips.
I mean today.
Today's not Thanksgiving.
I mean tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what,
I want to try to confuse you.
You just did. I'm already disoriented. So it's good. We'll keep that up all show.
Yeah.
When? Today? No, tomorrow. So
right now.
Right now. So we want you to understand that we want you to do well at Thanksgiving dinner. So we'll have tips for you throughout the morning. Here's tip number one.
Today, we're going to show you how to talk about Trump with your racist uncle this Thanksgiving. First, try slowly and articulately explaining to him how he is a racist, a bigot, a Nazi, and just an overall garbage person. You can even use simple visual aids if you want to.
You see, that's good. That's step number one. Whether or not he actually is any of those things is what you've been taught to say for the entire campaign season. So as long as you do it with visual aids, it seems to work out pretty well. On a serious note, yes, the Title IX stuff, it keeps cropping up state after state, school district after school district. Young woman named Riley Morrow, she's a cross-country runner in high school, and she found herself all of a sudden getting dressed in the locker room with a guy who said he was a gal just so he could run cross country.
I have been around the females and just my team in general who have felt almost silenced to speak out about it because the whole LGBTQ is shoved down our throat. And going into a locker room and seeing males in there, I don't find that safe. It's not okay. I'm a 16-year-old girl. There's girls around me where we do not feel safe having boys in our environment.
Yeah, not a big surprise. 16-year-old girl, all of a sudden you have a guy in there, all the twigs and berries in place, saying, oh, no, no, I'm really a girl. Please get naked in front of me. No, that would not be a comforting sight for most women, probably 99.9999999%. She said she's doing what she's doing, and to bring this issue up, not to just advocate for her team, but to continue to raise awareness of how Title IX is being gutted.
Having a male on our team proposes genetic advantages for that student, but I'm not trying to use this platform to just advocate for my team. I'm choosing to advocate for girls and women across the globe.
Yeah, all of them. Her attorney, a woman named Julianne Fleischer, says, yeah, we filed suit.
Two of my clients that are O'Reilly's teammates on the cross-country team out in Riverside Unified School District, two of the girls have brought this lawsuit against their school district based on two causes of action.
Two causes of action, the first of which, Title IX.
Taylor, who is a junior at the Martin Luther King High School. She was on the varsity top seven, and when this transgender student transferred to the girls' high school, Taylor was removed from the varsity team, and in her place, this biological male was placed on her team.
There you go. A biological male placed on her team. And the other is, they had the temerity, Sean, of wearing a t-shirt that said Save Girls Sports. We'll tell you the reaction to that coming up. Following Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, 895, there has been a change. They're in the process now of shifting things around a little bit. The wreck was northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway on the K-Trust Bridge, which is a steel bridge before the toll plaza. Accident was in the left-hand lane. They just moved the vehicles over to the right shoulder. So now it's a zigzag. You go right around the Arrow truck, which is getting ready to move, and then you come back over. I think he's going to get over and probably now will start to block the right lane because the accident vehicles have shifted over to the right side. Delays are there from the spur at I-97, and they're going to be slow up to the ramp at Poteet Street. I see a wrecker now is getting into place as well. Slowing on the northbound side, which is normally not too bad, on 895. Right now, as you're coming up to the scene, you'll stay in the left-hand lane just to make sure. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast for your holiday Thanksgiving Eve. Mostly cloudy, 55 today. Rain moves in overnight, lasts through Thanksgiving morning. Should taper off by tomorrow afternoon. Still windy and 51 before the cold front arrives for the weekend. Mostly cloudy, 37 in Dundalk, and it is 42 and cloudy in Stevensville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Classic moment.
Listen, Chili's has dropped a new secret menu item that promises to add some sweet heat to your epic cheese pulls. Meet the Honey Chipotle Mozz, the latest remix of their popular fried mozzarella appetizer. So, they also have the Nashville Hot Mozz as well. Wow. Spicy kick.
Yeah. Weekly, yes.
Yes. Panera's new sandwiches are soup's perfect match. They've been custom crafted to be able to dip into your soup.
Oh, okay.
We've heard of, you know, crackers maybe, sure, and yeah, come right, on, but right. Now their entire sandwich.
Yeah.
They have the French dipper, and that's something I think Chuck used to see her on the block.
Yes, exactly.
The spicy chicken dipper as well, now available at Panera's Bistro. From the Why Would They Ever Think About This department, Montchevre cheese has now got cold brew and donuts goat cheese.
No.
Yeah. Ready to start your morning with some cold brew and donuts flavored goat cheese. Question is, which kind of donut? Yeah, that would be a crucial.
A goat cheese donut first thing in the morning.
No. It's goat cheese flavored with cold brew and donuts.
Oh.
Yeah. It's cheese.
In your
goat
coffee.
Goat cheese. Yeah. No. It's just cheese.
Just cheese.
Yeah, that tastes like your coffee and donuts.
Are you listening to the same channel?
Not really.
He was confused moments ago. We set him off for the rest of the day.
One of those days, Chuck. Not really totally focused here for some reason.
All right, so Chuck, we know today is crab cakes. What happens tomorrow? What is on the Thanksgiving Day
tomorrow's
menu?
Tomorrow's turkey and the usual stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Friday will
be usual stuff. Explain. What details?
Yeah. You know, dressing.
Dressing or stuffing, Chuck?
Sweet potato pie, peas, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, you know, gravy, the usual stuff, cranberry sauce.
Now, is it stuffing or dressing?
It's, I don't know. What the hell's the difference?
Is it inside the bird?
It's not stuffed. No.
Okay.
Dressing. I wish you were stuffed, but it's dressing.
And, of course, you've already done your Thanksgiving already.
My son had a Friendsgiving. It was actually wonderful. They had mac and cheese. Whoever made the mac and cheese was spectacular. And Rob made a great turkey. He really did. And it was just really wonderful. And then we have a small celebration, just Mom, Dad, and Rob tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got 18 coming over tomorrow.
No, 21 counting us.
25-pound fresh butterball turkey with a 10-pound breast. We have honey.
Are you going to brine it?
Yeah, we'll do. I get my own little thing. I do I put the butter under the skin and butter on top.
Do you
want to
know about this?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Chuck, he has a little
good stuff.
He has a little thing.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, string bean casserole, cranberry sauce.
I like that string bean casserole.
Sauerkraut.
Now, that's a meal that the string bean casserole, people in Europe do not get that.
Yeah.
They come here and think, what is that? It's it's great. It's string bean casserole.
Strings on top?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't get people from Europe, so I guess vice versa.
That's good, yeah.
Right, exactly. Tell them to go back.
Yes.
All right.
Tell them to get the hell out of here.
Fine. Go have some brie cheese or goat cheese.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
They're going to keep the accident on the shoulder northbound 895, so we're getting two lanes by right now.
Okay. Very good. So tomorrow we're off when the Fisher House program will be on, and then on Friday we're both off. Jeff McDonald of the Patriot Club, he's the president of the Patriot Club. Mm-hmm. He's going to be guest hosting on Friday. Jeff is with us on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Gentlemen, good morning. A very joyous and blessed Thanksgiving to you all and to everyone listening. So, once again, I have the privilege and the honor, and thank you, Sean Casey and WCBM, for hosting the day after a major holiday. And like we did on Independence Day and like we've done in the past, on Friday morning, the Patriots that are up early and ready to feed their brain, their hearts, and their soul, not only are we going to talk about the true meaning of Thanksgiving and why we should be celebrating, but we're also going to get, pardon me, we're also going to get into the history of the church, its relevance to Thanksgiving, and we will have a special guest who is an expert on that, and also our Constitution and the Maryland Constitution and how all that weaves together. And then in the third hour, which I consider the power hour, the hour that's not too sour to be sweet, is we're going to have an expert on, and we're going to get into what we are doing to our children from a nutritional perspective, what we can do, what we're doing when we think about Thanksgiving, obviously it's food, what we are doing to ourselves from a processed food perspective, the FDA, so on and so forth, and what we as individuals, what we as Americans and Marylanders can do to improve on that. So we are very much looking forward to Friday morning from 6 to 9. Again, I want to thank you all for giving us the privilege to do this, and I think it's going to be a very impactful show.
Yeah, we'll be tuned in. Thanks again for guest hosting. It gives us a day off, and we always leave it in very capable hands when you're on the show. So, Jeff, thanks so much, and you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Thanks again, and again, thank you to WCBM, and independent radio is so crucial. So thank you guys for continuing the crusade.
Will do. All right, Jeff, we'll talk to you and hear you on Friday morning. It's 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Dave is in Arbutus.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I recall Bruce reciting a poem or a story of memories of a young boy growing up. Do you know the name of that poem?
I happen to, yes. It's a story. It's a story written by a friend of mine who unfortunately has now passed away. It's called The Father's Letter to Santa, and I'll be doing it again this year. It'll be the very last thing that I do before Christmas. So I guess we're working on the 23rd, 24th. I've not checked with you yet on the schedule.
We're still working that out.
Still working that out. So whatever the last show is before Christmas, we'll read the very last thing is The Father's Letter to Santa. Every year it rips me up in a different spot. Now that my kid's all grown, and I've been doing this since he was 3 or 4, so it's been a while. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It does rip me up, too, as well. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dave, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. And we've got some nominations for Turkey of the Year. Marty's, he's got a big list here. So, again, if you want to nominate for Turkeys of the Year, we'll make the announcement at the end of the show. We'll share ours along with yours. But you can nominate folks right now for national politics. Marty says Tim Walz, the anchor of the Harris campaign. Like an anchor, he kept the campaign from moving forward. Local politics, Wes Moore, who ignores juvenile crime, the Piedmont Reliability Project, and other problems, choosing to campaign for Kamala and attend football games with Jay-Z rather than govern Maryland. Celebrity nomination, first one of those, Alec Baldwin, the guy who killed someone and says on foreign soil Americans know little or nothing about world issues. I thought he was leaving the first time Trump won.
Yeah.
You should always stand behind Alec because it's not safe to stand in front of him. Sports, the NCAA, for allowing biological males to compete against biological females and implementing both NIL and transfer portal at the same time. So good nominations on the part of Marty there. And we also have another nomination from John. He says the mainstream media should get the under the media category. They, as a group, they should be nominated for Turkeys of the Year. So you can vote by nominating call us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM. WCBM 680 or email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app.
653 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We never specify with Chuck exactly where's the crab from for these crab cakes he's having today. We'll have to send an investigative reporter to his house at lunchtime. 653, traffic and weather on the three, Chuck.
It came from Whitney Seafood, US 19 in Hudson. Fresh out of the bay.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And the channels right there in Newport Richey and Hudson. Blue crabs, good stuff. The northbound side of 895, that wreck on the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge before the plaza, right shoulder, they're still looking at it, and we're slow back to and beyond the ramp at Potee Street. So if you're coming up from I-97, you're heading towards the old Harbor Tunnel. Normally, not a lot of problems northbound. Today, it's an extra 5, 6, 7 minutes or so northbound. We're perfectly fine right now. Both the tunnels are clear. JFX, if you're coming downtown early, you're okay from Ruxton Road into the ramps at North Avenue. And eventually all the way down towards Fayette Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says mostly cloudy, 55 today, rain moving in the area tonight into Thanksgiving morning, and then should taper off by tomorrow afternoon, windy and 51. Right now, 38 mostly cloudy in Arnold, 35 in Parkville. As we gather together as families tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, and this is a day to give thanks to God for all the wonderful things that have happened in the past year or so. There are going to be families that are missing individuals, family members. A lot of our military serving overseas obviously won't get a chance to be with their families. So we keep them in our thoughts and prayers, as we do those who have lost loved ones. Some have died of natural causes. Some choose to live and or visit or transport themselves throughout the city of Baltimore are taken. Their lives are taken by violence. One of those is Cameron Holt, who was a Pasadena teenager that was gunned down in the streets of Federal Hill in crossfire between rival gangbangers. Two out of the three that were arrested yesterday have pretty serious rap sheets. Long history of priors. And so the cycle of violence does not stop, in spite of all the stuff that Mayor Scott crows about. Governor Moore, there are still victims. And we should remember those victims. Cameron Holt, who was paralyzed after a bullet severed her spinal cord in the crossfire. She lived for about 10 days after that and then succumbed to her injuries and donated her organs. And there are people that are benefiting from, unfortunately, from Cameron's demise. But her mom, Roxanne Spath, gave an interview with Fox 45, and where she talked about when she got the call about and was notified that the her daughter's killers had been arrested.
I looked at them. What went through you, Mom? A lot of different mixed emotions. First, anger, like, how dare you? I'm, like, screaming at my phone at them. And then it just, something came over me just to pray. Just to pray.
What'd you pray about?
That they get the justice that's needed for what they did. They took my best friend. They took my daughter.
Arrested by BPD, Alexis Cancel Soto, age 20, Deshaun Clark, 27, and Devontae Richardson, age 28, all charged with the murder of 19-year-old Cameron Holt. Cancel Soto and Clark were on probation at the time of the shooting for previous crimes in Anne Arundel County. Cancel Soto had been charged with felony theft, felony unlawful taking of vehicle, misdemeanor rogue, and vagabond back in October of 23, placed on 18 months probation. This is just more of the same here in Maryland. And Roxanne Spath saying that this has got to stop.
I hope that the Justice for Cameron and my strong voice during this entire time gives other victims and their families the encouragement to be strong and to speak up, because at some point this has to stop, right? We can't continue this cycle.
But the cycle does continue, Bruce, and it will it will continue through this indiscriminate urban violence until we actually get people who show that they care. not that they'll hold a press conference and will mouth words, but actually care about crime in the city. And here is a family that is going to be missing. The promising bright future of 19-year-old Cameron Holt has been snuffed out.
Yeah, it's disgraceful to see this continue in Baltimore City. And you know, you can go back to the societal focus. It begins with family, and there is a dearth of effective family structure in an awful lot of areas in Baltimore City. But, of course, it then impacts all of us, and that's when enforcement comes in and punishment comes in and consequences come in, and it doesn't seem to be a whole lot of consequence abounding right now. That's amazing. Hey, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back on again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here, and right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Now, Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab great savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale is going to run the entire month of November, again, toward the end, folks. So shop today, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off. Wow. During the entire month of November, so why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements right now at res-q.com today.
More Turkey of the Year nominations are rolling in. Here, Fast and Furious on the show. Coming up next, a postmortem on the Kamala campaign.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're giving peace a chance. A ceasefire agreed to by Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon has taken effect, and so far, it's holding.
Prior to the ceasefire going into effect, residents of Beirut and its southern suburbs endured the most intense day of Israeli strikes since the war began nearly 14 months ago. Hezbollah also fired rockets into Israel, triggering air raid sirens across the country's north. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first step towards ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th, 2023. But it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The classified documents case against President-elect Trump has been dropped by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Another legal victory for Mr. Trump. It comes after the election interference case was tossed out. Mr. Trump says both cases, examples of the lawfare practiced by the Biden Department of Justice. They came to serve. During their tour of the southern border yesterday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott and incoming U.S. Border Czar Tom Homan served meals to hundreds of Texas National Guard soldiers and others involved in securing the border under the state's Operation Lone Star initiative. The mayor of one Maryland city is catching flack from some of his constituents for proposing the use of taxpayer money to pay for legal services for illegal aliens. There's concern that Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor's plan could undermine federal enforcement of immigration law. The Great Thanksgiving Getaway is underway, with today expected to be the busiest day for air travel during the holiday period. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 7 points. NASDAQ futures off 70 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to health care. Over the last 10 years, health care costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and co-payments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising healthcare costs. At only $99 per month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. It's not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other, business owners, pastors, retirees. People love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to. They'll offer to pray with you each time you call, too. Call now, 855-PSALM-32. That's 855-PSALM-32, 855-PSALM-32.
32.5.
Wednesday morning, 7:03 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And traffic weather on the threes all morning with Chuck Whitaker.
At least a half mile back up, maybe a little bit longer, 895 northbound. It's probably closer to a mile by now. It's actually backed up to the spur where you come on from I-97 onto 895 northbound. Now, the lanes are open. The wreck is on the right shoulder at the Steel Bridge before you get to the toll plaza, but it's going to take about 10 extra minutes right now to come through on the northbound side. Both the tunnels south in very good shape, looking live at the JFX. City-County line, no problems, and we're clear. Are good to go on the both sides of the Beltway, Parkville side, the Interloop, the Green Spring, and even the west side is not bad, but busy as you're coming down towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 55, then rain will develop overnight with a low of 43. It's going to be a windy and wet Thanksgiving with showers, especially early in the day. The afternoon high should reach 51. A little bit cooler behind the front Friday with a clearing trend and a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 36 degrees, Hunt Valley 41 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland State Police will be out in force this week to keep the roadways safe over the Thanksgiving weekend. Troopers from all 23 Berwick will be on the roads through the holidays to combat impaired, aggressive, and distracted driving. Bolivar Police are asking for the public's help to identify several people who are near the scene of a murder on November 17. 28-year-old Kiera Tripp was shot and killed at a hotel near Johns Hopkins Hospital. Police have released video and photos of a group of folks exiting an elevator and walking in a corridor. Anyone with information on the individuals is asked to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland's AG Anthony Brown says a seventh person has now pled guilty in the LND drug trafficking case. The Longwood North Dukeland organization was dismantled following an extensive local and federal investigation that began in May 2023. Suspects were arrested after search warrants led to fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and 10 firearms in January. 32-year-old Keon Powell will stand trial January 7th. Two other defendants remain at large. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick three lottery numbers, 685. Pick four, 0168. And next, it's Starring on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Sin shows itself in a variety of ways and under many different labels. Nothing changes the fact, however, that if you transgress the Word of God in any way, you are committing one. Those involved in the trans movement don't see the changing of one's sex as a sin, but rather what they call gender dysphoria, a sense of incongruence between one's biological sex and one's gender. As is the case with all sin, the devil is in the details. The progressives who are behind this abomination target children prior to puberty and encourage them to experiment with what gender they prefer to be. From there, drugs and hormone therapy are introduced until surgery is performed to change the child's external genitalia. Unfortunately, 40% will then go on to commit suicide. Much of this could be avoided if we taught our children God's word rather than man's desires. Scripture tells us that God created two genders, male and female, that even cross-dressing is an abomination. Wake up, America. Judgment Day is coming. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Final note on the Harbaugh before we move on. Ravens fullback Patrick Ricard had an interesting take on it after Monday night's win over the Chargers, John beating Jim for the third straight time. Here is Ricard on what the win for his coach means to him.
It's probably another game for him, but I'm sure it means even more that he didn't lose to his younger brother. He's 3-0, and I personally took some pride in that just because, you know, I've been with John for my whole career here, and for this game to be a little personal for him, it's really cool.
Patrick Ricard, very loyal to a coach and an organization that has put its faith in a guy, Patrick Ricard, who most thought would never have a future in the National Football League. Other NFL news, the Commanders have lost 3 in a row and have now lost their kicker. Austin Seibert has been placed on IR after missing 2 PATs and a 51-yard field goal attempt in an 8-point loss to the Cowboys. Hip and knee injuries. Zane Gonzalez will take over. The chips are falling in the MLB. Cy Young winner Blake Snell signs with the Dodgers. 5 years, $182 million as the rich get richer. On the hardwood, the Wiz dropped their 12th in a row last night to the Bulls. 127-108, head coach Brian Keith.
We're all competitors here. Nobody wants to lose. First of all, me, our players, our organization,
We got to find solutions. And when it's hard, you got to really dig in.
I bet you didn't even know that Brian Keefe was the head coach of the Wizards. 2-14, they are, worst record in the league. Coming up at 7:35, my nominations for Sports Turkey of the Year. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030. 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Number two, keep those Turkeys of the Year nominations coming in. They are pouring in right now. We'll give you an update on who leads the pack so far and review the nominations. It's hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
The Raging Cajun rips the young whippersnappers in his own party a new one.
Not only am I not interested in your opinion, I'm not even going to call you by your name.
Ooh.
You're 23 years old. I don't really give a what you think.
Slap you upside your head, Raging Cajun. 735, a Vermont family's case goes to the Supreme Court after their six-year-old was jabbed without their consent.
Wow. But let's start with this. We still have some leftovers from the election. Kind of funny, actually, if you think about it, because this could be going on for a while. Right before the election, we played you a piece of audio, because I thought it was such an astounding piece of audio, the arrogance of this woman. Here's the backstory. She goes into a store to buy some stuff. She has a conversation with a clerk behind the counter. A clerk behind the counter is a Republican. She's a Democrat. And she tells the clerk that she's a political consultant. She's an analyst. So she knows who's going to win.
I was talking to the guy in the store, of course. He asked me, you know, why I was getting the champagne. And I said, because I'm going to be toasting Madam President tonight. And he just looked at me with kind of like a smirk on his face. And I said, you know, she's going to win this, right? And he says, oh, well, it's very, very close. And I said, no, it's not. She's won this. And he said, oh, but the numbers are so close. I said, I'm a political analyst. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. And I said, you do realize you wasted your vote, right? Bye-bye.
She thought it was great fun. And she's laughing. She's just yucking it up on social media. Well, the day after the election.
So, as you know, Kamala Harris did not win the election. As the numbers stand right now, there were 18 million fewer votes than in 2020. And as I have said all along, there is one fundamental thing that you cannot account for, is you can't factor in the impact of racism or the existence of racism and misogyny.
Not quite as joyful, but of course, it's good to have an excuse. Blame it on racism and misogyny. Not on the fact you had a bad candidate. Not on the fact that she ran a bad campaign. Not on the fact that her vice presidential nominee was a joke. They thought, well, find a guy who wears plaid. He'll appeal to the hunters. But instead, blame it on racism and misogyny.
And disregarding the fact that their record over the last 4 years was horrific.
Yes.
On the economy, on the border, on foreign wars, on the culture where biological males are playing with the females in sports, where young men and women, or young boys and girls, I should say, are being mutilated for this the trans surgery. So this is what they have wrought. So they can cry all they want.
It's racism. It's misogyny, Sean. If only those racists and misogynists hadn't turned out. If only they paid attention to the women vote. Oh, wait, yeah. Trump won the women vote.
If they were so racist, then how come they increased their vote in the black community, in the brown community, in every demographic except maybe single black females?
And think about this. You have she notes there are 18 million fewer voters this time than last time. What does that tell you about the 2020 election?
Exactly.
Come on. Read between the lines here.
It's day 23, and we're still counting in California. Yeah. And guess what? The Republicans that were leading, no longer.
They're going to keep counting until they win the seats.
Democrats magically have taken the lead in those California districts. So, again, hopefully, maybe Carrie Lake will be announced as the election integrity czar. I think that would be the best spot for her.
Yeah, by the way, coming up later on this half hour, a member of the DNC was in on the donors call that Kamala Harris had. Wait until you get the inside scoop from her, and she tells the truth of this one. 713 right now, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It's a busy travel day today, and we just got word there's a lot of activity near the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Several accidents, and I mean more than one or two, in the area of 95 and the south end of the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Most of it is southbound, but the northbound side can see it, so you know that's going to be a big problem in there with all this traffic coming together for the beginning of the busy travel day. So watch for that on the Delaware side on that section of 95. If you're coming up to the old Harbor Tunnel, which normally in the morning is not a problem. There's a multi-vehicle accident still there on the right shoulder before the toll plaza on the steel bridge. The two lanes are getting by, but we're still slow, not quite back to I-97, but almost. So it's still taking about 10 minutes to get through there, northbound on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast on your Thanksgiving Eve, mostly cloudy and a high of 55. Unfortunately, rain moves in overnight, lasts through Thanksgiving morning, maybe tapering off in the afternoon, windy and 51, and then the cold front moves through, sunny 48 on Friday. Right now, 38 in Arnold, 36, and partly cloudy in Middle River. And time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Appeals court on Tuesday granted a request by prosecutors to drop the case against President-elect Donald Trump for mishandling classified documents. So special counsel persecutor Jack Smith asked court Monday to dismiss the case because of the DOJ's policy of not prosecuting a sitting president. So all the federal cases now
bye-bye
gone.
Yep.
Except persecutor Smith is going to release a report on his quote-unquote findings. Before I thought they already did that in the indictment.
My God, those grapes are sour, aren't they?
Yeah. So again, I would make sure that he didn't leave the country because this guy might slither back to The Hague before he can be investigated fully. So we'll see what happens there. Trump and the Trump transition team officially signed the transition agreement with the Biden White House to formalize transition, which helps to accelerate and expedite the transition. Yeah. It will be privately funded and will not use government technology or buildings. So they're going to privately fund this thing, and they don't want government's fingerprints all over this. Some Trump nominations that you need to know about, of course, our own Dr. Marty Makary at Hopkins is heading up. Of course, he has been named to head up the FDA under RFK Jr.'s HHS. And here's what he has said in the past about misinformation.
The greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government.
Bingo.
Misinformation. That COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in all of medicine and has been for decades. Do you just ignore it, not talk about it?
Bingo.
That myocarditis was more common after the infection than the vaccine. Not true. It's 4 to 28 times more common after the vaccine. That young people benefit from a booster. Misinformation. Our two top experts on vaccines quit the FDA in protest over this particular issue, pushing boosters in young, healthy people. The data was never there. That's why the CDC never disclosed hospitalization rates among boosted Americans under age 50. The vaccine mandates would increase vaccination rates. The George Mason University study shows it didn't. It did one thing. It created never-vaxxers who are now not getting the childhood vaccines they need to get. Over and over again, we've seen something that goes far beyond using your best judgment with the information at hand. We've seen something which is unforgivable, and that is the weaponization of medical research itself. The CDC putting out their own shoddy studies, like their own study on natural immunity, looking at one state for 2 months, when they had data for years on all 50 states. Why did they only report that one sliver of data? Why did they salami slice the giant database? Because it gave them the result they wanted. Same with masking study. Well, the data has now caught up in giant systematic reviews, and the public health officials were intellectually dishonest. They lied to the American people. Thank you.
Well, that they did. And yesterday's headline in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, now run by David Smith and Armstrong Williams, a brilliant surgeon with some worrisome views. Why? Because he stands up to the government misinformation and disinformation? Mm-hmm. Come on, clean him up, David and Armstrong, would you? Meanwhile, Trump nominated Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, the co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration, as the new NIH director. So that was a great appointment. The transition team also, of course, announced yesterday two more economic positions. U.S. Trade Ambassador, that is going to go to Jameson Greer. He was a chief of staff under Robert Lighthizer. So a lot of that is going to continue. And the White House Economic Council advisor and director, this is a non-confirmational appointment, is none other than Kevin Hassett, who's been a guest on this show before. The Senate Uniparty preparing their defenses against Trump. Watch for one remaining announcement as to who they will appoint as the chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. That is part of the intelligence community. And Ukraine, Joe Biden wanted $24 billion more for Ukraine in the last minute here. Senator Lee said no, but what are they really after, Ukraine? Well, Tucker Carlson interviewed Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, that is the daughter-in-law of RFK Jr., a former CIA operative. Here's what she said.
So this is a tweet from me. I don't normally read people's tweets, but in standing with Ukraine, the Biden-Harris administration convinced them, Ukraine, to abandon a peace deal that would have ceded only half of the territory that Russia now occupies. And for that opportunity to lose twice as much of their homeland, they paid with tens of thousands of innocent lives. We did this to control the 11 trillion of minerals under the Donbas. We did it to grind down the Russian war machine on the grist of Ukrainian teenagers. We did it to hand out hundreds of billions of dollars to U.S. hedge funds who are, as we speak, carving up rights to Ukraine's fertile soil and vast mineral resources. The truth is, the United States has never stood with the people of Ukraine. That is simply a jingle, an ad campaign broadcast to those who have never been there, designed to sell taxpayers on the appeal of prolonging war for profit. We have cost Ukraine her territory. We have cost Ukraine her children. The war hawks and the bankers are no friends to Ukraine.
Whoa! Absolutely spot on. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
54 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Oh. 7:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Yesterday, I had the guys from Tim Kyle in my home to do my semi-annual check on my HVAC stuff, because Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with relative heating, reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather's changing, and now is a great time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling before the cold stuff really sets in. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Man, awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 723 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long on getaway day for an awful lot of folks. Chuck Whitaker.
It's a little bit slow. A couple of areas on the Beltway. Some of those areas are getting some bright sunshine now, so we watch out for that. But in the meantime, nothing really out of the ordinary there. The 895 run northbound is still slow, and that wreck is on the shoulder at the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge before the toll plaza. Not backed up to I-96. Seven now, but still slow right at the scene. And then beyond that, we're a little busy as you're moving up into the toll plaza area and through the tunnel. Just change the camera here in Annapolis, perfectly fine right here at 50 at the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says mostly cloudy, 55 today, rain moving in overnight through Thanksgiving morning. Right now it is 43 and partly cloudy in Stevensville, 35 in Ellicott City. Let's take a call here from Aaron, Hartford County.
Morning, Aaron.
Hey, morning, gents. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, so I have my turkey awards, and I was thinking about this morning, trying to call in. And at first, I wanted to give it to Bill Maher, but I'm going to give him an honorable mention simply because of the interview with Megyn Kelly. That, you know, obviously she thoroughly, basically stripped him of all of his feathers and laid him bare right there for him to see during that interview. But I think the turkey award for me has to go to, and I'll give the inspiration to your feminist analyst that I heard a little while ago on the clip.
Yes.
To all of those ladies that have shaved their hair and or divorced their husbands or broken up with their boyfriends or decided that they will withhold certain things in life because those men decided to vote for Donald Trump. Kudos to you, ladies. Thank you for making the choice easy for us men.
Yeah, it's just like the gal we played yesterday who kicked her husband out of the house because he voted Republican. Wow. Thanks, Aaron.
Appreciate that. Mike is in Fairfield, PA.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Mike could not hang with us.
Let me just give you a rundown real quick here of who was in the lead. For a local Turkey of the Year, Larry Hogan currently is the leader. Other nominations include Wes Moore. Brandon Scott has received a local nomination for National Turkey of the Year. Right now it's tied between Kamala, Jill Biden, and Mitch McConnell. For the Celebrity Turkey of the Year, a lot of nominations. You've got Alec Baldwin, Taylor Swift, and also Sharon Stone has made the list. For media, we've got Joe and Mika, MSNBC, and of course, for sports celebrity, we've got Travis Kelce leads at the moment. So you can continue to vote at 410-922-6680, the morning drive at WCBM.com, and using our mobile app, you can text it in as well.
Ever want to be a fly on the wall and hear a conversation that perhaps you weren't supposed to be a member of? Well, we have that chance. Lindy Lee, actually a member of the DNC, was on the call with Kamala Harris as Kamala Harris talked to her big money donors about, how does she waste $1.5 billion and still overspend?
I was speaking and texting with fellow attendees of the call, and we were
amazed by how self-congratulatory the tone was. The call was about 20, 30 minutes. I don't recall anyone taking responsibility for the fact that we spent about $2 billion across the super PAC in the campaign and came up so significantly short. We lost 7 swing states.
Yeah. Lindsey Lee, a member of the Democrat National Committee, and she was on this call, and she was actually telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
They praise Harris as a visionary leader. I believe at one moment during the call, she was talking about her Thanksgiving recipe.
Really?
I don't say this with any malice or anything. I'm just merely conveying what happened. I think I was stunned to hear that, given just the extent and brutality of the loss and the fact that DNC staffers, at least two-thirds, have been fired summarily.
Yeah. Well, Sean, you mentioned before that we get a post-mortem on the campaign. Well, according to Lindsey Lee on this phone call, there was no post-mortem.
I'm just frankly stunned that there was no sort of post-mortem or an analysis of how we can do better, what sort of lessons were learned. It was really just patting each other on the back, congratulating each other on I'm not sure what, and saying we'll see you for Christmas.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, she's there. Again, she's a lifelong Democrat, raises a lot of money for the Democrats, and she's here on this call thinking, what reality are you people in here? You have the candidate on here, blew $1.5 billion, and she's telling us about her Thanksgiving recipes? I mean, what on earth are you thinking about? Here's where we failed. Here's how we have to do better. None of that stuff. Absolutely none of that stuff. And made her convinced that one thing for sure, come the next presidential cycle.
To put it bluntly, they are not pleased at the prospect. I think this is definitely her attempt to stay close to her donors, but it's also the DNC's way of staying close with the donors. And it's just something that their attempt at donor management. I hope you give me credit for being very honest about this, because this is very raw and very real for me. And yeah, a lot of donors are not happy. A number of them are blaming people in Obama world.
Yeah.
That's who they helicoptered in after Biden stepped down.
Yeah, they helicoptered in a bunch of Obama acolytes who blew it.
Well, they may have blown it, but at least they're facing up to the truth.
Right.
Like David Plouffe, it's the Bidenites and the Kamalaites that are the ones that are still have their heads buried in the sand. We'll talk about that coming up, as well as this incredible case going to the Supreme Court with the parents whose six-year-old was jabbed without their consent. It's 7:30, and time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown says a seventh person has now pled guilty to the LND drug trafficking case. The Longwood North Dukeland organization, LND, was dismantled following an extensive local and federal investigation that began in May of 2023. Suspects were arrested after search warrants led to fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and 10 firearms in January. 32-year-old Keon Powell will stand trial in January. Trial date set for January 7. Two other defendants remain at large. 16-year-old has been arrested for armed robbery in County. The teen was allegedly armed with a knife when he threatened an employee and stole items from an Exxon station on Annapolis Road earlier this month. On Tuesday, Anne Arundel County police say they've identified the suspect and he was taken into custody. Maryland Natural Resources Police will be kicking off their annual Boatload of Toys holiday gift drive this weekend. Donations of new, unopened toys for local kids in need will be accepted at several locations across the state as part of the National U.S. Marine Toys for Tots initiative. Collection sites in Walmarts in Allegheny, Baltimore, Caroline, Carroll, Worcester counties. Check the Natural Resources website for dates and locations on that. And the Maryland State Police will be out in force this week to keep the roadways safe over the Thanksgiving weekend. Troopers from all 23 barracks will be on the roads through the holidays to combat impaired, aggressive, and distracted driving. State police say impaired driving is preventable, and anyone who plans to indulge should designate a sober driver or use a rideshare service. Finally, this. Baltimore police asking for the public's help to identify several people who were near the scene of a murder on November 17. 28-year-old Kiera Tripp shot and killed at a hotel near Johns Hopkins Hospital. Police have released a video and photos of the group of people exiting an elevator and walking in the corridor. Anyone with information, please contact Metro Crime Stoppers. 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. I always say, why work with just any agent when you can work with the very best? Vinny, we've been doing this for about 8 years now.
Yeah, Sean, time flies, and the real estate industry has certainly changed. We started our company because our name is our promise. Sellers get only one chance to sell their home right, and making the wrong decision can cost you thousands.
So tell me about the special you're running until the end of the year.
Yeah, Sean, you know that we want to provide our customers with certainty. So from today until the end of the year, we will guarantee to sell your home at 101% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. Most real estate companies will promise to sell your home. We guarantee it.
Vinny will guarantee to sell your home for 101% of your price, or he'll pay you the difference. Call or text his office today at 410-709-7515 for your written guarantee. 410-709-7515 and start packing.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 685, pick 4, 0168. And the news was brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the Threes.
A couple of areas on the Beltway, a little bit slow. The outer loop right at Hartford Road, and then the outer loop west side had bogged down just a bit between I-70 and Route 40 West, but nothing major. Everybody's doing okay. Good news now, they've cleared that wreck from 895 northbound, which was before the toll plaza at the old Harbor Tunnel. The backup is gone, and that traffic is good to go there. Just going to switch over here to the old Harbor Tunnel coming south, and 95 is in good shape, and it looks like we're also running just fine at the Fort McHenry Tunnel on 95. Again, a reminder, a lot of big wrecks, same area, right around I-95 on the south end of the Delaware Memorial Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 55, then rain will develop overnight with a low of 43. It's going to be a windy and wet Thanksgiving with showers, especially early in the day. The afternoon high should reach 51. A little bit cooler behind the front Friday with a clearing trend and a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 12/28. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, let's get a little flavor of what these two coaches are like in the Baltimore-Philly matchup coming here on Sunday. Eagles 9-2, seven-game win streak atop the NFC East. The Ravens are 8-4, winners of 8 of 10, half-game behind the Steelers in the AFC North. Let's start with Philly head coach Nick Sirianni. Locker room message after their win over the Rams on Sunday night.
Hey, listen to me. Listen. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game, and everyone's calling you and telling you how f***ing good you are. We have not done sh**.
Nope.
Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here. All right, let's pray.
All right, let's pray. And then there's head coach John Harbaugh, Ravens locker room, after beating L.A.
You talk about being 10 points down. All right, 10 points down. It says, this is the one O.J. sent. The vision is coming. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on the way. It will come at the right time. Did that happen? Mm-hmm. 10 points down. Nobody flinched. Nobody batted an eye. All right? Everybody just kept playing ball. Everybody kept trusting each other, believing in each other.
FYI, the O.J. that Harbaugh referenced wasn't Simpson. It was O.J. Bergantz, who has been an inspiration to this team and the city of Baltimore for his grace in continuing battle of Lou Gehrig's disease for the past 18 years. And if NFL quarterbacks don't have enough on their plate, how about this one from Tampa Bay? Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield, along with his wife and his company, have sued the company belonging to his father over money he alleges was improperly taken from his bank account. This is according to Jonathan Jonathan Greco of KOCO News, more than $12 million was taken from the Mayfields without their authorization. A couple of free agent moves in MLB yesterday, both in Los Angeles. Dodgers, the headliner, signing former Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell, 5 years, $182 million. And then the Angels signing my personal favorite name pitcher, Yosai Kikuchi, to a 3-year, $63 million contract. And finally, Turkey Bowl 104 is upon us. Loyola Calvert Hall tomorrow at United Stadium in Towson. 10 a.m. game time. Gates open at 8:30. No tailgating, by the way. Loyola is home team, and the Dons lead the all-time series 51-44 with 8 ties. First game played back on November 12th, 1920, and it's been played every year consecutively except 2020, and you know why. Last year, Loyola got a huge game from running back Kendrick Worthington, 226 yards, 3 touchdowns to beat the Cardinals 40-28. And just FYI, the first ever Turkey Bowl was set to be played in Philadelphia back in 1869, 155 years ago. Time now is 7:37. When we return, my sports turkeys of the year.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
All right, sports turkeys of the year, by far and away, and one of your callers actually stole my thunder on this. There's no doubt that the NCAA, for its trans policy, is the number one sports turkey ever in the history of the world of sports. That's number one. Number two, there's an annual sports turkey of the year. Gets it every year. That's Jerry Jones, of course, because he's Jerry Jones. But this year specifically, in terms of outside of the NCAA, here's a guy you probably don't even know his name or who he is. Joe Schoen. Does that name ring a bell?
No,
not at all, right? Joe Schoen. Well, he made the worst decision an NFL executive probably has ever made. He decided to re-sign his quarterback, the New York Giants quarterback, Daniel Jones, to a multi-year contract. Daniel Jones has since been released. Okay, and he decided not to sign Saquon Barkley.
All right,
Joe Schoen is my sports turkey of the year.
It's going.
Why is it you like the player? Was it the Yoquan Hoochie Coochie?
Because of the
Yosai.
Name. Yosai Kikuchi.
Yeah,
I love that. It's almost as good as the Savannah Bananas.
I still love the former college basketball player Scientific Map. That was my all-time favorite.
Yeah, and he had a brother, didn't he? Economics Map or
Geographic
Map
or something.
Yeah. Right, something like that.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah. 7:39. Let's go to the phones. Robin in Kent Island. Good morning.
Morning, Robin.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to give my turkey suggestion, Anthony Fauci.
Fauci, that's the first nomination for the Fauci. Okay, that's our national.
I have some family members who hold him in the highest esteem, just revered.
They won't
change their mind.
Okay, well, maybe once there's a full investigation, they might.
Robin, the old saying is once somebody's convinced you of the lie, it's almost impossible to convince them that they've been lied to. And look, they bought the lie, and it's going to be almost impossible to convince them they've been lied to. That's all.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Robin, have a... Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. No, that's okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, calling into the show. Todd's in Minnesota.
Wow. Hey, Todd, whereabouts?
Hello, Todd.
Oh, my God. He's fallen into one of the thousand lakes.
Maybe he fell out of the cell. Marty has nominated WBAL as Media Turkey of the Year.
Yeah.
For their never Trump pro-Hogan reporting and for having talk show hosts that openly call MAGA supporters Dixiecrats and Nazis.
Well, they're welcome to their point of view.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Which is apparently less and less popular, according to Nielsen of late. Yep. A Vermont family is taking their fight to the Supreme Court after their 6-year-old son was injected with an experimental CCP virus vaccine at a public school clinic without their permission.
Wow.
Now, the family, the Politellas, along with their son Leo, are seeking justice after the Vermont Supreme Court ruled in favor of federal laws that protect the jab manufacturers at Big Pharma and administrators under the Public Readiness Emergency Preparedness, or PREP Act, effectively barring their claims. So here's what happened. They told the school officials in Connecticut, or I'm sorry, in Vermont, that they did not want their child injected with the jab.
Fair enough.
And apparently school officials agreed. But something got mixed up that day, and when they were giving out the jabs or injecting the kids, he got the wrong name tag. So, you know, they obviously, it was a mistaken identity. But even with that, the child said, "I don't want it." He told the school nurse, "I don't want the jab. My parents don't want me to have the jab." And she insisted to give it to him anyway, and they did. So now they are seeking recompense, because after all, schools were, we have found out, were compensated to boost the jab, to push the jab on school children, as well as many other doctors' offices, etc. And now, of course, they're taking their case all the way to the Supreme Court. Because now the PREP Act, it basically said you can't sue Big Pharma. Right. They have immunity from liability. But this isn't Big Pharma. This is Big School.
This is a school.
This is Big Ed. And Big Ed is not immune from lawsuits. So it's going to be interesting now. This went from the Vermont Supreme Court. Now they filed a writ of certiorari with the United States Supreme Court. We're going to watch this one very carefully, folks, because I can't imagine the Supreme Court rule parents do not have the final decision over the medical decisions for their children.
Well, the interesting thing, now they've issued a writ of cert, is whether or not the Supreme Court says yes.
Yes.
A writ of cert basically is, please hear my case.
Right.
And the Supreme Court from that point says, yes, we will, or no, we won't.
Yeah, we'll hopefully find they out. Won't dodge and punt like other Supreme Courts have.
Hey, guess what we need? Well, a number of things, actually. But right now, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News.
We have one.
Yeah, well, we have one.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
We've got Chuck's kissing cousin.
I know.
Kirk.
There you go.
Nice.
Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes first. Good morning, Chuck.
Did you say something about a case in there somewhere, too? I like that.
Yes, Lee Case.
Oh, good. I could use a case right now. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. The slowing that was earlier just around Harford Road, that's kind of cleared itself out and taken care of itself. I think the bright sunshine is a little bit of a factor here on the west side, outer loop right as you come over Route 40 at exit 15. The sun is right there on the windshield. You'll slow a little bit and then get better as you're moving south towards the area at Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue. JFX, no problems at all. Still clear, running with the lanes open. Moving primarily southbound now at both the harbor tunnels. No issues there with the lanes clear. I'm just going to check 95 just to make sure. Yep, everybody's good at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. You'll get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, mostly cloudy today, 55. Rain coming in tonight through Thanksgiving Day morning. Maybe tapering off tomorrow afternoon, windy and 51. And then I don't even want to talk about the cold front coming in here.
Don't talk about that.
That's Friday, Saturday. And by Sunday, the highs will only be in the low 40s. Overnight lows in the 20s. That's what we got after Thanksgiving.
Oh my Lord.
Sunny at 36 in Columbia and 37 in the city. Time for us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Today we've got WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug for you.
There you go.
If you can correctly pick the fake news story. So Kurt is in Edgewater. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Kurt.
You better win, Chuck. Finally something I actually want.
You mean Chuck?
I just want to.
Are you talking about the prize or Chuck, Kurt?
Pardon me?
Are you talking about the prize or Chuck?
Oh, no, we don't want Chuck. He's good on the air, though. The king of all traffic is the king of all turkeys, as well as the king of all horse manure.
Whoa! Chuck, do you have a response to that?
I do not.
Okay.
Notice, by the way, that out of good taste, the clip was the turkeys gobbling rather than the horse manure being generated.
Yes. Yeah. It's like Kurt. He hung around the stable and all the horse manure.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, the tree hurts.
See, you guys working off the air because that's just...
No, I don't want anything to do with myself. I'm just being polite.
Oh, I see. But you don't want anything to do with us either.
You can kiss. Well, never mind.
Kurt, first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after King Charles the Only, thank God.
All right. Story one.
The Only. It's better than being Kurt the Homely, I can tell you that.
Oh!
Folks, it's getting ugly right before our big holiday.
But don't say that. We already know he is.
Yeah. Gallatin, Tennessee. School library there was forced to remove the Gay Pride Christmas tree. Yes, O. Tenenbaum was decorated with all the colors of the rainbow. It's a tradition of the public library to decorate the stacks with, nearly two dozen Christmas trees, each one sponsored by a different organization. This one was the Gay Pride one, and they took it out.
Right.
Story two, President-elect Donald Trump.
They took it out?
Yes, they did.
Oh, I got it.
Never mind.
The tree, Chuck, the tree.
Never mind.
Yes.
Story two, President-elect Donald Trump officially announced that he plans to impose a 25% tariff on all imports from California if Gavin Newsom does not cooperate with ICE and his administration on deportations. Newsom has publicly vowed to resist any attempts by Trump's administration to force policies promoting illegal immigration in the state. He warned that Trump's tariff could cripple California's already debt-ridden economy. And story two, the latest...
That's three.
I'm sorry, story three. It's coming up. See, you guys threw me off.
Oh, I see.
Oh, we're throwing him off, even though he's calling two stories,
yes.
Number two. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, now we're here from another country.
It's a small country, but it's all right.
Oh.
I'll reserve judgment. Story three, the latest baby naming trend is to name your child after dog names. Apparently, calling your baby Bingo or Fido might raise a few eyebrows, but some names are no longer reserved just for our furry friends. In fact, the biggest popular names so far, Bear, Blue, and Banjo.
Sounds like my law firm.
Story one, the Tennessee library removes the Gay Pride Christmas tree. Story two, Trump proposing tariffs in California if they don't follow the immigration laws. And story three, true dog baby names popular for 2025. All right, we will start with Bruce.
Yes, as bizarre as it sounds, I think the Gallatin, Tennessee story is probably true. I think the baby naming trend is interesting. I have a friend who named their dog Dammit, just so when they called the dog, it would be more interesting for them. And finally, though, story number two, 25% imports from California, fake news.
Story two gets a vote. Kristen?
Yeah, the school libraries, like the school, or the public libraries, like the schools, have been going woke. So I think that could be true, and at least the celebrity contingent I could see picking weird baby names. So I'll also say number two. I love that idea. Maybe it will still happen, but maybe not yet.
All right, Chuck?
I'm thinking...
Kurt, he's mocking.
If I was in Edgewood, what would I pick now?
Edgewater. Edgewater.
Oh, Edgewater. Edgewood.
If you were edgy...
Edgy. I know Edgy. He lived in Irvington. Two, please.
And Kurt?
Eat turkey with a turkey. Number two.
All right. It's unanimous today. Story number two. President-elect Trump announcing he is planning on putting tariffs on imports from California unless they cooperate with ICE. That is 100% fake news. So congratulations,
see
Kurt.
See you in 30 days, Kurt.
All right.
All right. I like that T-shirt. That's a good prize.
All right, Kurt. Congratulations. Put it on.
You're a good prize, too.
It's in women's extra small, but that's the only hitch.
That's all right.
All of them are.
He has a small chest.
And it's a dribble mug.
Yes.
We forgot to add that part.
But you know what? It's still going to be fun.
Yeah, no matter how much coffee you put into it, it never really actually gets to your mouth.
If it's that small, Kurt, put it over your head.
I don't even think that would fit.
Thanks for your call, Kurt. Wow. Burn. Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial is a financial planner and executive planning attorney with a master's in tax and four-time Amazon best-selling author. Celebrating 20 years now, helping folks prepare for retirement, offices in Hanover, Towson, North Bethesda. Call him at 866-597-1040, or you can reach him online at ProStatusFinancial.com, and he joins us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you initially, Mike. Thanks for being
here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, hey, listen, many will be meeting with their financial advisors for a year-end review coming up. For those who won't or want a second opinion on questions like, what should I have been doing differently last year that I should do differently next year? Is it too late to get an appointment at ProStatus?
No. Obviously, you know, giving us a call always works. But the things you need to start thinking about, I mean, other than obviously focusing over the next couple of days on family and friends and enjoying the holiday, but it is the holiday season, and we have a tendency to just kind of ignore everything else. But you really have about a month left to get some things in an order that you really need to be paying attention to. For example, are you taking advantage of all the tax rules? Should you be doing tax loss harvesting? Have you made all the contributions you need to make? If you have spending accounts at work, have you spent the money? Because that's a use it or lose it. Health savings accounts, were they funded correctly? You have some really cool opportunities going into 2025 that you need to take advantage now so that you can use them in 2025. Are you in place to do those things? So all sorts of things, in addition to, you know, the turkey and holiday shopping and all that, there's all sorts of things you need to do. And it really is, like you said, sit down with an advisor, us, somebody. Sit down with somebody and make sure your affairs are in order going forward.
ProStatus Financial should be, I guess, your favorite side dish this Thanksgiving. Mike, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate you being with us. If you're 55 and older, folks, and you have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, first of all, congrats. That's quite a milestone you've reached. Now, do it the wealthy do have a written financial plan for retirement that includes a tax plan, a plan to protect and grow your life savings, and a guaranteed income plan. The team at ProStatus Financial can do it all, and it's complimentary. Just call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or call them at ProStatusFinancial.com online. Click on the schedule a call button, a front page for a 15-minute phone conversation. Do it today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, join Jeff and Laura's Better or The Veterans Show. Jeff and Laura can answer most of your questions concerning your veterans' benefits. The Veterans Benefits Show, 6 to 7 every Saturday evening on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Just a reminder, there's still a number of problems. Just looking at some of the new data, there's been a big wreck on I-95 near the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Most of that is southbound, but again, looks like the traffic northbound is also looking at it. So that's a big delay right now for the traffic trying to come south and eventually into Maryland on that section of 95. And it looks like right now from the data, that's at least a multi-mile back up through there. Just a few slow areas on the Beltway. We're clear right now. Good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast for Thanksgiving Eve. It's going to be cloudy and 55 today. Rain tonight. Thanksgiving morning, maybe up to a little early afternoon where it should taper off later on Thanksgiving Day, but still windy and 51. Cold front moving through. Weekend's going to be wintry cold. Highs will drop from the upper 40s to the low 40s over the weekend into the mid-20s at night. Right now, sunny 40 in Annapolis, 35 in Forest Hill, and we go back to Todd in Minnesota.
Hey, Todd. Where in Minnesota are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I would like a consideration given to Governor Walz as the turkey nomination.
Okay.
Because he behaved like a monkey with an organ grinder.
That's unkind to monkeys everywhere. You realize that.
It's a monkey award instead of turkey. But, yeah.
All right.
Consideration should be given for the Walz because he's...
Gentleman Tim gets another vote, so he is now moving up there in the category. Todd, thanks for the call. Michael in New Freedom, PA.
Morning, Michael.
Morning.
Do you have a nomination?
Yes, I do. I'd like to nominate the International Criminal Court for, you know, trying to go after Netanyahu.
All right, so the ICC gets a nomination from Michael in New Freedom. Michael, thanks for the call. You can vote for your Turkey of the Year or nominate one. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, the morning drive at WCBM.com, or text into the show. We'll give you a rundown on the leaders coming up after the next hour.
Now, Sean, we do have an audience that philosophically goes from very conservative to very liberal, and we appreciate that. We appreciate all you being here. But for those of you who are very liberal, going to sit down for a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. Well, I want you to know that we're thinking about you. And we have another Thanksgiving meal tip for you as to how to get along with your relatives who might be a little more conservative than you.
You can help educate your backward, bigoted family members by handing out copies of Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility. This thoughtful holiday gift will endear them to you and open up the door for more conversation later. Now, sometimes your family might disagree with you and attempt to use far-right tactics, such as facts and logic. Counter this with a powerful haka dance.
It's good to have strategies going in, folks. We are thinking about you on this. As far as strategies for the Democrats, the raging Cajun, James Carville, boy, I tell you, he is not real fond of the Young Turks over in the Democrat Party.
Not only am I not interested in your opinion, I'm not even going to call you by your name. You're 23 years old. I don't really give a what you think. And let me tell you another huge error this way, is when people said campaigns need to reflect progressive values. No, they don't. No, they don't.
They don't. He says they don't. Matter of fact, he says you're stupid if that's what you do.
If I were running a 2028 campaign and I had some little snot-nosed 23-year-old saying I'm going to resign if you don't do this, not only would I fire that motherfucker on the spot, I would find out who hired them and fire that person on the spot.
So there you go. It's the James Carville strategy for where the Democrats should be positioning themselves in 2028, Sean. It's nice to know he's not holding back, finally.
I want to know, what have you done for the Democrat Party lately?
Oh, he got Mary Mello.
He was big with the Clinton election, but not so much after that.
The biggest thing he did was actually for the Democrats was to get Mary Madeline out of the political sphere.
Yeah.
Because she was very, very effective as a Republican strategist. So he married her, and we've not heard much from her since then.
Yeah, what's happened to her? Where's she gone?
Well, I guess, you know, my understanding is she is currently barefoot and pregnant. That's my understanding. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah.
I probably am. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie coming up next hour, by the way. We have fascinating conversations on the Turkeys of the Year coming up later on. And the NPRP, the alternatives are now being discussed. That and more coming up. But here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are still sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have with their current home. Now, look, you look around your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow and you realize, wow, this house is too big or too small. It's certainly not where I want to be forever and ever. Well, let me ask you this. If you were to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen to this. Vinny Steele, Maryland's real estate expert, is available for you. Selling your home in Maryland or Lower PA, one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me, don't list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. Vinny is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. So you can call the only agent that I would ever trust to sell my home, and that's Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele sells about 100 homes a year, folks. Average agent, maybe sell 3, maybe 6, at the outside 9 or 10. You want to go with a guy with a hot hand at Vinny Steele.
Okay, up next, the MPRP alternatives could include nuclear.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is supposed to last for 2 months, a ceasefire that's taken effect today between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. President Biden applauds the truce, hoping it can be replicated with Hamas in Gaza. At the same time, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is warning that his country does stand ready to defend itself
if attacked.
Biden says he hopes to use the momentum from this deal in Lebanon to relaunch a last-ditch diplomatic push aimed at ending that war in Gaza. But Netanyahu is signaling resistance. He says that Israel will continue with its campaign in Gaza until it destroys the Hamas militant group. That does not bode well for Biden's diplomatic initiative.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem, Israel's Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskel says Israel will respond with lightning speed if Hezbollah violates the ceasefire.
We will not go back to the 6th of October, where we know, when we have evidence and we see how Hezbollah is arming himself, how they are building tunnels in order to plan another full-blown massacre similar to the one on the 7th of October.
Both sides continued exchanging heavy fire right up to the moment the ceasefire took effect. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor asking the judges to issue an arrest warrant for the head of Myanmar's military regime, alleging the country's Rohingya Muslim minority is a victim of crimes against humanity. Saying that he did it before and will do it again, incoming U.S. Border Czar Tom Homan assures National Guard troops at Eagle Pass, Texas, that President Trump will secure the southern border. Homan visited the border yesterday. He was accompanied by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures, 11 points higher. NASDAQ futures, 55 points lower. The S&P futures are off 7 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Don't just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain. Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. MediShare is the highest rated healthcare sharing ministry, and members save up to 50% or more on their monthly healthcare costs. Here's why now, too. If you join before November 30th and use the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. Could save even more. Call now. It's 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
There's some slowing towards Annapolis. Most of this is because of the bright sunshine. I-97 southbound after Route 32 down to the bridge at 178. Once you get to Annapolis, you're fine at I-97 and Route 50, but it's a little bit slow right there at the merge. Just making a quick look down towards the Capitol Beltway. Busy travel day today. Capitol Beltway itself looks good in the area towards the American Legion Bridge and around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So far, 95 looks good between the two beltways with the lanes clear at 175, 216, and down through the ramps at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 55, then rain will develop overnight with a low of 43. It's going to be a windy and wet Thanksgiving with showers, especially early in the day. The afternoon high should reach 51. A little bit cooler behind the front Friday with a clearing trend and a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures that are still the moderate to cool range. Right now, you have around 40 degrees currently in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore is 47 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, up in Aberdeen, it's only 29, so temperature spread is rather substantial. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Dr. Ed Laser, Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. If you have problems with your teeth, if you want a perfect smile, please make sure you reach out to Dr. Ed Laser, Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Our telephone number is 410-356-7799 or send a message online. CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. A 16-year-old has been arrested on armed robbery charges in Anne Arundel County. The teen was allegedly armed with a knife when he threatened an employee and stole items from an Exxon station on Annapolis Road earlier this month. On Tuesday, Anne Arundel County police say they identified the suspect and he was taken into custody. Anthony Brown says a seventh person has now pled guilty in the LND, that's the Longwood North Duplin drug trafficking case. The case was dismantled following an extensive local and federal investigation that began in May of 2023. Suspects arrested after search warrants led to fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and 10 firearms in January. And a group of Abingdon firefighters, a little bit of good news for us this morning. They've rescued a kitten from a tree. Yes, it's kind of nice. Homeowner called the fire company, said their six-month-old kitten had been up there for 48 hours. Firefighters used a 24-foot extension ladder and some nimble maneuvering to bring the kitty down safely. Good news. It's 8:05 right now at WCBM. Pick 3 Lottery 685. Pick 40168. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting similarities between the Eagles and Ravens as they prepare for their battle on Sunday, both with mobile quarterbacks who can beat you in multiple ways, both with bell cow running backs that can grind you down and spit you out. Philly head coach Nick Sirianni was asked about it and offered this rather bland assessment.
Both different players, different schemes, everything like that. But I think what the thing that you can really focus on is Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are phenomenal football players that help their team win football games, and Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley are phenomenal football players to help their teams win football games.
Really? Had no idea. Latest college football playoff rankings are out. Top four stayed the same for the third week in a row. Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, and Penn State. Notre Dame replacing Indiana at number five. The Hoosiers fall to 10 following the big loss to Ohio State. The top four, by the way, get byes in the college football playoff tournament. And a final note from our sportscast at 7:35. Sean, you mentioned your favorite sports name was the college basketball player Scientific Matt. I mentioned that he had a brother, and indeed this is true. Scientific Map was a legendary high school basketball player from the Bronx, New York. He went on to play college ball at Florida A&M. I looked him up on LinkedIn. He's a capital markets trader and a financial portfolio manager today. He did have a brother. His brother was named Majestic Map, and he played at UVA, and he's also on LinkedIn, and he's an athletic manager at Abercrombie and Fitch Corporate. So Scientific and Majestic Map. There you have it.
That's cool.
You will never hear this on any other sportscast in this town.
Well, potentially with good reason.
This is the way my mind works. Coming up at 8:35, do you know the way to Tampa Bay? And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM. In Harper County, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so right now, here are the leaders for Turkeys of the Year. 1 hour left in the voting. You can nominate and vote at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at the morning drive at WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. For National Turkey of the Year, it's a tie right now between the Democrat Party and Tim Walz, surprisingly. For local Turkey of the Year, Larry Hogan
by a mile
has the lead so far. And there are a bunch of people tied for media and sports. All right, so you can still weigh in with your vote as well. Coming up, here are your top stories in this hour. Again, we'll announce our Turkeys of the Year at the end of the hour.
Also coming up this hour, there are those who are telling the Trump administration, that's Trump 2.0, don't do what happened with Hillary Clinton. This time, go after the miscreants and make sure they pay a price for their illegalities.
I understand the president's call for unity now, but I also think the country needs accountability. There needs to be a special counsel appointed.
Period.
Yeah. Top story here, though, of course, NPRP continues to be a very hot, controversial issue as the folks at PJM in charge of the power grid have assigned PSEG to find a route, and they did, through northern Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick counties, which is going to benefit largely the residents of Virginia. And the reason why they're doing that is because Maryland is a net importer of power.
Hmm.
We import more than we generate. And that's because of the two coal-fired power plants that were taken offline. And this is what's leading to the potential of the invoking of eminent domain to take people's properties, their farms, their estates, etc. Finally, the governor has awakened, we think, and saying that adjustments need to be made. He says, I don't see the plan moving forward unless there are adjustments. So what would those adjustments be? Well, what they're predicting is unless we find more ways to generate electricity, we're going to be facing rolling blackouts and brownouts in the very near future because we are a net importer of electricity. During a town hall hosted by Fox 45, Joanne Frederick, the president of the board of directors for Stop NPRP, along with Mark Aitken, president of One Media Technologies, discussed some of these solutions. And Aitken, I think, put it best as to what this transmission line is all about.
It literally is an extension cord to deliver Pennsylvania power to Virginia.
Yeah. So we're just a pass-through here. It's an extension cord from Pennsylvania to Virginia. Joanne Frederick says that, things need to change.
The regional transmission organizations have one tool in their toolkit, and that is let's run wires.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're running wires. They're running an extension cord right here. And why do they want to run new wires? Because let's follow the money.
But new transmission is very lucrative. Big contracts, guaranteed rate of return. So the optimization solutions, Mark mentioned, kind of grid technologies, they're not the first solution because it's not as lucrative.
Yeah. So follow the money. And that's what we always do here. And coming up next, what are some of the solutions being proposed that might work? So we'll find that out in just a moment.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway west side, still a bit slow. Just again, as you come over to the top of the ramp at Route 40, you start down towards Edmondson Avenue. There's some bright sunshine right there. So it's a speed reduction. Nothing major on the roadway at that point. Traffic still running just fine on the rest of the Beltway, including through Greenspring and on the Parkville side. JFX, you're golden this morning. No problems at all anywhere between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
All right, I know you're concerned about Thanksgiving holiday, so here's a lowdown from the Weather Channel. Today, cloudy, 55, rain tonight, rain tomorrow morning, and maybe it tapers off by the afternoon. Windy, 51, cold front moving through Friday, and the weekend. More on that coming up in just a second. Sunny, 39 right now in Glen Burnie, and it is 38 in Severn, and time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:15 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it is time for us to head to the clown car, Head to the circus, head to the big top, please head to the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car entered from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And remember all the trouble J.D. Vance got into for having the temerity to characterize some Democrat supporters as unmarried cat ladies? Well, J.D., take this.
I am endlessly amused by the way that a lot of conservative young men's response to the troubles they're having when it comes to dating, because a lot of young women are realizing that they would rather not date conservative men, is to lash out with something along the lines of, oh, well, you want to be picky about who you will and won't date? You're going to be single forever with your cats. Because what they don't realize is that that prospect isn't that scary anymore. Like, maybe I will be single forever with my cats. Is that so bad?
No, it's a perfectly fine choice if you choose to make so. Just don't grouse about the fact that you're characterized as a childless cat lady later on in life. It's all there is to it. I'm fine with that choice if you're fine with that choice. So now that we're all good, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
Yeah, they apparently weren't a big voting block.
Yeah.
This past election.
Trump won the women by 53%, I think. Yeah.
Ken in Pasadena is up next.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just have to say, referring back to the guy from Minnesota, I have a lot of relations in Minnesota, and they feel exactly the same way as he does.
Walz is not. How'd that guy get elected? Probably
the
cities. Exactly. Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Little Mogadishu.
Well, one of the problems, I think, is he didn't tell any good Sven and Ollie jokes on the campaign trail. Those of us who are from the upper Midwest live on Sven and Ollie.
You betcha.
You betcha.
Anyway, my nomination would be national media, the mainstream media.
Okay.
You betcha.
They've been nominated, so they'll get another vote now. They're right there at the top. So, it's sort of an umbrella because we're getting a lot of fake Tapper, Joe Amica. We're getting a lot of that. So, but the national media would be an umbrella, I guess.
Or geez, Ken, what are you going to do now, eh?
Ken, thanks. Born in Northwestern Iowa, I know it all.
Yes, right.
Thanks so much, Ken.
Have a hot dish together.
That's right.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Shades of the Midwest.
Ken in Pasadena. So we finally got 2 hours and 17 minutes of the program. Joe Biden
really
was finally nominated via text here this morning. So I'm a little bit shocked by that.
Yeah.
So
I
we got
what happened earlier.
Yeah, we got Larry Hogan currently in the lead for the, and we'll have all the winners coming up in about 40 minutes or so. And Tim Walz is a leader up there at the national level. Wes Moore, Alec Baldwin, the NCAA is currently tied for the lead for sports. Joe Biden tied with Tim Walz. Taylor Swift got a nomination. Mitch McConnell got a couple of votes. Brandon Scott, very close, nipping at the heels of Lockdown Larry.
He's a heel nipper.
Travis Kelce in sports. Kamala. Sharon Stone for the celebrity. Chris Christie got a vote for nomination for national. As MSNBC for the media. Joe Amica for the media. Democrat Party up there for national. This one only got one nomination, the shaved head female voters. The Maryland GOP was nominated for local. Was that you, Kristen, that was anonymously sending me an email? No. WBAL had a nomination. Jerry Jones and Joe Schoen for sports. Fauci, I thought he'd get more votes. He got one nomination, one vote so far. The ICC, James Carville, who we just heard from. Jamie Raskin has been nominated. Leah Thomas, the biological male swimmer competing against women. Robert De Niro getting a celebrity nomination as well. So that's the latest, and we'll get you caught up to date. You can still vote for yours, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. And or you can text in the show with your nomination as well, and we'll have a complete rundown for you, including our picks, coming up right after 8:53 here on the program this morning as we are on Thanksgiving Eve. Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com and our Facebook page. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, but we are the sand is running through the hourglass here on the Black Friday sale for Rescue Natural Supplements. Today is the 27th. Oh, I've been told now by the folks at Rescue issue that they have extended the sale. It was originally going to end on the 30th. It's now going to run through December 2nd. So, and the reason why, people get busy this time of year, you know, you get ready, you're traveling, you're preparing Thanksgiving meal, you're hosting, or you're going somewhere else, and of course, Black Friday, people get crazy on, and so you got Small Business Saturday, let's not forget that, let's frequent our small businesses, so they decided, let's extend it through December 2nd, so up to 80% off all your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. If you're already a Rescue customer, thank you, and now's the time, the best time of the year to stock up. If you've been thinking about trying some of these supplements to take better care of yourself, to maintain your health, to repair your health, then this is the time to take advantage of that. Go online, res-q.com, look at all your favorites, or you can read the reviews. And, of course, there's lots of video reviews, and there's customer testimonials, and you can see the prices have already been marked down. You do not need a coupon code. So call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. The Rescue Black Friday sale has now been extended through December the 2nd. Call now and stock up today.
You have spent practically all of your working life getting ready for retirement. You are close to retirement, and one of the most consequential choices will be selecting the right Medicare coverage. If you are interested in learning about the ABCs of Medicare, join RBC Wealth Management and guest speaker Eric Leek with Vanguard on Tuesday, December 3rd. We will discuss how you can avoid the biggest and most common Medicare enrollment mistakes and how you can navigate Medicare Advantage and Medigap choices. To RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. Once again, to RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. Securities offered through RBC Wealth Management. RBC Wealth Management is not affiliated with Vanguard. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
Everything that has troubled us as conservative, everything that we've seen about the malfeasance and corruption and bloated nature of this awful government, Hollywood's influence, mainstream media's influence, all of this has fallen. This is a Berlin Wall moment for us. We witnessed it. It brought us together. We made it happen.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, still to come on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Another tip for those of you on the political left as to how to get along with all those horrible MAGA people at your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. And more.
By the way, you know, Black Friday, you know what that's all about. Yes. Of course, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Do you know what Green Wednesday is?
No.
Yeah, it's a new thing now. Green Wednesday. Apparently, this is the day that all cannabis-related products are marked down.
Really?
I kid you not.
Really?
It's in this morning's paper.
I thought it was the day you ate the turkey that's been sitting out since Thursday.
Yeah. Green Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's a big day in the Whitaker household. That's when it rains, baby.
Yeah, oofta. 823. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's when you drop your dentures off for their annual cleaning.
and then after that, it's White Thursday because they're back to the normal color.
Oh, you can't say that anymore. No. You can't say that.
That's politically incorrect.
There's a big wreck, several big wrecks. I mean, if you're traveling right now, you're trying to go up and out of in and out of Delaware around the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Now there's a wreck on the northbound side with two lanes blocked, 2.5 mile back up and growing through there. They had the southbound side pretty much closed right after the Delaware Memorial Bridge. It's been a mess for the last 45 minutes to an hour or so for the travel through there. So just a heads up, if you're going north or if you're coming south, there are big delays right there. It's perfect right now. I mean, this is wide open. This is fantastic. Both the tunnels are clear. The weather is good, and the Beltway traffic looks good. The west side might still be a bit slow as you're crossing at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast, it is going to be a cloudy day today and high of 55 and rain moving in overnight and then lasting through Thanksgiving Day morning. And we're hoping that it tapers off by Thanksgiving afternoons. Still will be windy and 51. Right now it is 38 and sunny in Ellicott City, and it is 39 in Middle River. Let's take a call here from John on the Eastern Shore in Denton. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, all. Happy Thanksgiving. I was going to nominate the 19 Nobel laureate economic advisors that he kept dragging out every time he had an argument about economic problems in this country, along with Paul Krugman and Jared Bernstein.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Thank you for those nominations. By the way, we mentioned Mary Madeline.
Yes.
And I thought it triggered a memory that I thought that, remember, she was a Bushy.
Yes, she was.
And so she left the Republican Party.
Did she?
In 2016 to become a Libertarian. She was not a fan of Trump. So she was bitten by the Trump derangement syndrome bug. So that's what happened to Mary Madeline. That's why we never see her as a Republican strategist anymore.
Well, I wonder, in the last 8 years, now that she's seen Trump govern, if she has had a chance to reassess her position. Because I think a lot of libertarians, a lot of folks with libertarian leanings in 2016, were very concerned that he was a populist and not a conservative, not a libertarian. That's not how he governed. So it could be it's time for her to reassess.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can put you two in touch.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
according to a PGM spokesperson, roughly 7.8% of Maryland's in-state generation for 2023 came from renewables. Wind, solar, hydro. So, you know, those windmills off the coast of Ocean City?
Yep.
That ain't going to cut it, folks. Sorry. Nuclear energy made up about 42% of Maryland's in-state electrical generation. So that is leading some, like Mr. Aitken of One Technologies, to say that we might want to consider nuclear.
Common solutions turn to, well, we need green power. We need more solar. We need more wind. We need more energy. And certainly we need more energy. But the question is how do you close the gap?
Well, you could put another reactor at Calvert Cliffs.
Yeah.
That's one. Or maybe you take the spot where the old, was Brandon Shores, where they were closing down the coal fire plants, and you put a reactor there. And again, nuclear is safe. And, of course, people get scared by Three Mile Island and the rest of the case, but it's all over the world. We have members of the United States Navy on submarines and some ships at sea that have nuclear reactors.
And have for a couple of decades.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it is entirely safe. And, look, this would solve one of the problems of having to come in and take people's land, their farms, their properties, their estates. And it needs to be discussed. And Joanne Frederick, president of Stop NPRP, says she thinks it's possible without eminent domain.
I'm convinced we don't have to take any private land to fix this problem or the future problems. We just need to put our ingenuity and our innovation together and figure out the answers.
You know, the bottom line is we're just not ready as a nation, as consumers, for this, you know, and they're trying to push us into this all-electric, all-the-time mode. We have a petroleum-based fossil fuel economy and country that has spent 120 years on this fuel source.
Yeah.
There isn't an alternative one right now that makes sense, that can power the nation, that can power the state of Maryland. Now, you can put as many solar panels and windmills and hydroelectric dams as you want. It's not going to meet the needs of the state or the needs of the country. And that is a national security issue if you don't have the proper electrification.
The other thing is that the EVs, as we see them now, Sean, they're supposed to be all this wonderful stuff. That's what we were told 10 years ago. Well, now that hydrogen technology has come out, the EVs are beginning to look like dinosaurs. The hydrogen technology, you can recharge your car in a matter of moments with the hydrogen technology.
Right. The only problem with that is they tend to explode.
Other than that,
it might be an option.
They're not all that exploding.
That is one of the side effects here, babe. TimCall Electric Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning is out there. They're exploding with confidence that they can come out and fix your heat pump, your furnace, whatever's we head in. Boy, it's going to be bitterly cold this weekend, down to the 20s, mid-20s for the lows. So hopefully you got your chance to get your heating system checked out. If not, it's still not too late to call TimCall today and schedule your maintenance visit at 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. They bring the same commitment to excellence and dedication to service as they did with the electrical and all your electrical needs to the HVAC as well. So check them out at their website, timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. And they make sure that your heat is properly running and efficiently running as well. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland State Police will be out in force this week to give the roadways safe over the Thanksgiving weekend. Troopers from all 23 barracks will be on the road through the holiday to combat impaired, aggressive, and distracted driving. State police say impaired driving is preventable, and anyone who plans to indulge should designate a sober driver or use a rideshare service. Baltimore police asking for the public's help to identify several people who were near the scene of a murder November 17. 28-year-old Kiera Tripp was shot and killed at a hotel near Johns Hopkins Hospital. Police have released video and photos of a group of people exiting an elevator and walking in a corridor. Anyone with information on these individuals asked to please call the police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says a seventh person has now pled guilty to LND drug trafficking case. The Longwood North Duclin organization was dismantled following an extensive local and federal investigation that began in May of 2023. Suspects were arrested after search warrants led to fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and 10 firearms in January. And a 16-year-old has now been arrested on armed robbery charges in Anne Arundel County. The teen was allegedly armed with a knife when he threatened an employee and stole items from an Exxon station on Annapolis Road early this month. On Tuesday, Anne Arundel County police say they identified the suspect and he was taken into custody. And finally, Maryland Natural Resources Police will be kicking off their annual Boatload of Toys holiday gift drive this weekend. Donations of new, unopened toys for local kids in need will be accepted at several locations across the state. Please check the Natural Resources website for dates and locations. Collection sites in Baltimore, Caroline, Carroll, Worcester, Allegheny, and others at nearby Walmarts. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Are you currently of age and using your Medicare health insurance? Are you new or soon to enroll with Medicare? Confused with Medicare ads on TV for AEP 2025? Are you aware of the new birthday rule that allows you to save money on premiums with Medigap plans, no questions asked? Then call John Richardson, a local agent whose 17 years of Medicare expertise has been helping Medicare beneficiaries understand the choices that are guaranteed by Medicare at no cost to you. John gives you choices among Advantage, Medicare supplemental, drug plans, or extras with dental, vision, and hearing. Call 443-529-9109 or jsr-insurance.com or 443-529-9109.
JSR Insurance does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, JSR represents 15 organizations offering a total of 60 products in your area. Contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all options.
685 was your pick three. Your pick 40168. And now it's 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on 140 right at the bottom of the hill, pretty close here to the Baltimore County, Carroll County line. I think a tractor trailer is involved, and I also think there's a fuel spill involved. So I'm looking at the traffic coming down the hill from Finksburg after the light at Route 91. And I'm sure there is some slowing for the traffic coming down the opposite side from Knob Hill and from 795. I just heard more equipment is also now arriving in that area. So delays right now, both sides of 140, right at the bottom of the hill at the Carroll County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 55. Then rain will develop overnight with a low of 43. It's going to be a windy and wet Thanksgiving with showers, especially early in the day. The afternoon high should reach 51. A little bit cooler behind the front Friday with a clearing trend and a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Family owned and operated, Ruck Funeral Homes has over 10 decades of dedicated service to the great
greater Baltimore community. They honor our veterans by providing military honors to all those who serve. Ruck also offers pre-planning and crematory services. To find out more, visit ruckfuneralhomes.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Last sportscast on the morning drive before the Thanksgiving Day holiday, so an appropriate time to bring you some Thanksgiving Day thanks. First of all, on my part, thank you to WCBM for giving me the opportunity to deliver sports news to you, number one. And thank you to the listeners for allowing me into your homes, your cars, or wherever you may be consuming this. From the Ravens, here's Lamar on what he's thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Great health, family, been in the National Football League. Thank God, God first, you know, that's no brainer. You guys, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I just love life. I'm thankful for life.
Well said. Texter Marty, by the way, sending in this great name from college football, because we're talking about great names all morning. The former Nebraska running back, I am hip. One of the best ever. Major League Baseball has a problem in Tampa Bay. Switched a pair of series involving the Rays to the first 2 months of the season in an attempt to avoid summer rain now that they're playing at the open-air Steinbrenner Field. That's the Yankees' minor league home, their temporary home following damage to Tropicana Field. So here's the schedule now. Tampa Bay is scheduled to play 19 of its first 22 games at home. And then they will play 64 of its last 108 games on the road. That is a competitive disadvantage down the stretch for sure. Sports schedule for the long weekend beginning today. College basketball, UMBC hosting Morgan State today at noon. Maryland hosts Bucknell at 4:30 this afternoon in College Park. Caps are on the ice tonight in Tampa. Tomorrow, of course, full of football. Locally, the 104th Turkey Bowl, United Stadium, Loyola, Calvert Hall. Gates open at 8:30 a.m. Kickoff is at 10. No tailgating. Loyola leads the all-time series 51-44. Eight ties. NFL, Bears at Lions, Giants at Cowboys, Dolphins at Packers. Friday, Navy football at East Carolina. Saturday, Maryland concludes their season at Penn State. Hopkins is in the D3 NCAA tournament. They'll be at home at Homewood Field against Grove City Saturday at noon. Also Saturday at noon, Salisbury on the shore in the D3 playoffs. They're unbeaten, 10-0. They will play King's College of Pennsylvania. High school playoffs, Friday, North Point and Perry Hall, Huntingtown and Milford Mill, Leonardtown and Mervo. And Saturday, a titanic battle, 12-0 Douglas of D.C. taking on 12-0 Dunbar of Baltimore. The Poets putting their 50-game winning streak on the line. The time now is 8:37 when we return Friday Football Pick'em on Wednesday.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASE certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So first of all, thank you to you guys particularly for allowing me to do the sports the way that I would like to do it.
It's a great addition to the show, man.
Not everybody in this town on these stations would allow that. So thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and it's a much needed.
You add tremendous amount to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much. And now,
my favorite, it's another foil for Bruce and I. So
perfect. And now, my favorite part of the show, to rag on Sean for being in third place in Friday Football Pick'em.
He's doing very well.
Just to recap.
Yes,
of course. In first. Okay, at 31-17. Bruce, you're nipping at my heels here at 30-18.
That's what I am.
You're a heel nipper. You're one game behind. Sean, you're mired in last place right now. You're five full games behind the first place, Gary Stein. And don't forget, only the top two make the playoffs at the end of the year.
He just referred to himself in the third person.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Thank you for allowing me to do that.
I'd like to give thanks to myself.
Yes. You're mired in third place behind the first place, Gary Stein.
Oh boy.
Who's that?
All right. Now, not a lot of great matchups this weekend. In fact, the Eagles-Ravens is the best one. But let's start with, it's a terrible matchup, Colts at Patriots. Sean, you're up.
I'm going to take the Colts.
Okay. Same here, Colts.
I'm going different. I'm going Pats. Chargers at Falcons. Bruce.
Chargers, they're going to bounce back.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll take the Chargers as well.
I'm going different. Falcons. Wow, here we go. Steelers at Bengals. Sean.
Bengals.
Okay.
Bengals without a doubt.
All three of us. Ravens and Eagles. You've got it, Bruce.
Ravens. Close one, though.
Yep.
I'll take the Ravens.
We are the same. So we differ 2 of 4.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
Guys, thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can either put some distance between us or you're going to lose first place.
I've got one question to ask, though. How can you have your pudding if you don't eat your meat? That's all I want to
know. Yeah.
That's a question.
8:39, 21 minutes now. By the way, James Smith, I think Jack Smith is what he referred to, is the persecutor. That's who they got.
Jack Smith, yeah.
Yeah, and so Obama also now finally getting a nomination. Turkey of the Year Awards being announced in about 15 minutes. Dave is in Westminster. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
These pinheads that think windmills are the answer, are they aware it takes a diesel engine to start the blades turning so there's enough wind to blow them?
Well, that's why they're pinheads.
That's why they are pinheads.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate your weighing in with that.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All morning long, we've been giving those of you on the left of the political aisle the lessons necessary in order to deal with those of us on the right when you sit down at Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. Here's another tip.
You can easily get through to these MAGA bigots, or maggots. Here's a good one. When your arguments just aren't getting through to them, try screaming at the sky. Simple, but effective.
There you go. And I've seen that tactic already a number of times. And it does seem to work. It kind of ends the conversation right there.
There's a meme out. I think I don't know whether it's the Trump team that did it or somebody else, of the reaction with the media announcing his projecting him the winner, and just the meltdown is just one for the ages.
Ever wonder what happened to that gal in 2016 with the glasses? I've always wondered in the last 8 years what became of her. You know, I mean, is she like a senior member of the DNC now? All right, Brett Tolman, a former prosecutor, he says, "Yeah, I get this whole let's all be nice to each other stuff that's coming out of the Trump camp right now." But he says, I think it's necessary to kind of clear the decks and make things even before we move forward.
I'll tell you what is really needed. I understand the president's call for unity now, but I also think the country needs accountability. There needs to be a special counsel appointed to investigate the level of communication and the level of coordination among all the offices from Fulton County, Georgia, to New York, to Washington, D.C., to Florida.
Yeah, and if there's illegality involved, those who committed illegal acts should be prosecuted. Don't do a Hillary Clinton again. In 2016, it took a pass on going after Hillary Clinton because of her obvious illegalities. Don't do that again.
Well, the biggest reason doesn't help. The biggest reason why they have to do it, and people say, it's a revenge, it's retribution. No, it's accountability.
Yeah.
When you have, we keep hearing no one's above the law. Remember they kept saying that ad nauseum during the Trump lawfare trial?
Right.
No man's above the law. No one's above the law. Well, that would include these people that cooked up these lawfare cases.
Exactly right.
And colluded on these lawfare cases and spied on the campaign, spied on the president, spied on the American people. They're going to do it again unless they are held accountable.
Unless there's a consequence, there's no downside for the Democrats to do it again in 2 years and in 4 years. And Tolman says, look, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
If there's nothing there, great. The American people can move on. But until we see that, until we see why it was they brought and manipulated multiple criminal cases and a civil case against the political adversary of the current president who was running for office again, until we understand that, we will never feel like anybody has been held accountable, nor do we have the information and the knowledge of what sort of conspiracy may have been played by the Democrats.
And again, my observation from a political point of view is we saw it being nice in 2016 brought. Well, we're not going to go after Hillary Clinton, although it's pretty obvious she violated the law in any of a number of ways. Well, what happened? Well, she's still around, still, you know, cackling about how she's right and we're wrong. There really have to be negative consequences for illegal behavior, and that's all that Tolman is calling for. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, boy, he's cranking up for his crab cakes right now. That is a meal today. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The green flag's going to drop about 2:30, I think, is what I've heard.
Oh, the green flag?
Yes, that means let's go eat.
Ah, I see.
Green Wednesday.
Green Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
That's a good crab cake. It's me and this crab cake for an hour and a half now. It's really good.
The ride on 140 to get away from this conversation for a moment. We're backed up with a wreck right at the Carroll County, Baltimore County line, right at the bottom of the hill. You know where you cross the reservoir, you know, boy. It's right there on 140. You're coming down the hill from Route 91 in Fixburg. You're coming down from Knob Hill. Remember, there used to be, I don't know, Sean, you weren't here back then. There used to be a sign right there on Knob Hill that put, somebody put an S in front of it.
Yes.
Yes. It was Snob Hill.
Yeah, I know who did that, too, and I'm not telling.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
it was Bruce.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. It was
someone I knew.
The Homeowners Association is looking for your sorry ass, I can tell you that. So the backup coming down from Knob Hill and the backup coming down from Route 91, pretty solid. And one of these trucks was leaking some fuel in the roadway. So there's a big backup here, which we were just saying, Krista and I were talking. There's not a lot of traffic there normally this time of the day, but we're backed up pretty solid now on both sides of the roadway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, mostly cloudy today. High of 55, rain moving in overnight, lasting through Thanksgiving morning, and then hopefully it tapers off Thanksgiving afternoon. Windy 51, and then the cold front is going to move through. It'll be sunny and about 49 on Friday, dropping into the lower 40s Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, it's not going to be real pleasant. It's going to be feeling like winter. Sunny at 43 right now in Annapolis. It is 40 in Owings Mills. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a mom in Florida recently went to a theme park with her six-week-old son, Lincoln. A random person walks up to mom and noticed that Lincoln's skin looked a little yellow and jaundiced.
Mm-hmm. Jaundiced, yeah.
And said that they should take him to a doctor immediately. Well, they did, and it ended up saving the baby's life.
Wow.
Here is Sarah Love explaining what happened.
Passing through, I noticed there was a guy to my right, and before I walked out of the store, he intercepted us. He mentioned he was a first responder. He said he noticed Lincoln and how very jaundiced he was, just thought it might be a good idea for Lincoln to get some medical attention. It was a tough thing to go through, but because of that one small thing that he did, look at how much of an impact he had on Lincoln, on our family.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, indeed. This is from Patricia. Thanks for your truth in a humorous way, Casey and Elliot. All nominees are rightly nominated. We have all the resources we need. We don't need anything from any other country. The left just wants to destroy the U.S., and they hate God and hate our foundings for their dream utopia, New World Order. And again, they're so anti-God, they don't realize the New World Order is the end of the world. Thanks for that, Patricia. Doug says, look, Constellation Energy tried to put another nuclear reactor at Calvert Cliffs years ago, and the state fought them.
Yeah.
Every step of the way. Steve in Reisterstown, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. If you have nothing to hide, then hide nothing. Okay? So, I'm saying, let's put Homan on this. Let's put Homan on everything, because he is a bulldog. I say give him full reign. Let him have warrants, you know, whatever he wants. Yeah. He will find out. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right, you, man. Thanks, Steve. Happy Thanksgiving. He's a plumber. He'll be busy tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure. We just want to, just momentarily before we do our turkeys of the year coming up at the end of the hour here, it is a time for Thanksgiving, and we want to give thanks, obviously, to our good Lord and to the Mangione family for what they have done here at WCBM, and most of all to you, yeah. The listeners, that once again, this is why we are here. This is why we do this, obviously, besides a paycheck, but we do this
you
because...
You get paid? Wait a minute. You get paid?
Wow. Every other month for you.
But, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it is really, I think, you came through. And even though Maryland did not go in the direction of the presidential contest, yep, or even some of the other contests, it is clearly moving in the right direction, hopefully, as the country did.
Yes.
And I think we give great thanks for our country, but most of all to you for listening and for engaging and frequenting our sponsors, which we would not be able to do this, Bruce, if it wasn't for our wonderful sponsors and the people that have been with us, some close to
day one.
So we started this version of WCBM in 1988. I was one of the founding fathers here, along with Tom Maher and Frank Luber and Les Consolving. You joined later on, as did many others. But it is something that we've been doing this a long time with. This is our 100th anniversary year for WCBM. And once again, we want to thank you for making us the number one news talk radio station in Baltimore.
Yeah, and I want to say personal thanks to God for getting me through this past year. It's been a challenge here physically. I am not done yet, but we're getting there. I mean, it's always something new.
Big pharma?
Big pharma. Oh, no. Big surgeon. You know, any of a number of them. You know, it's been back surgery after hand surgery after, what is it now? You know, head palpitations, whatever.
And look, we're blessed with a wonderful producer in Kristen Hagrick. Yeah. So we want to thank Kristen for all her hard work, which she does on a daily basis. A lot of times you don't see it, don't appreciate it, but we wouldn't be able to do this show without Kristen's steering us in the right direction. And much of the audio you hear, much of the stuff that she does is just, it's off the charts. So, and again, to Gary and Chuck, of course, who's just the best in the business. So there's a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. And we just want to make sure we take time to say thank you.
Yeah.
8:50, coming up next, our Turkeys of the Year.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Say 52. 8 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Programming note, tomorrow we are off for the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll have the Fisher House Thanksgiving Day special. The Fisher House is
a marvelous,
marvelous organization. Yeah. When military needs treatment, when they need surgeries, as they recover from the war wounds, etc., it is a house where families can go.
Yes.
Entire families can go, and they don't charge them a thing. They get lodging, food, etc. Mm-hmm. And so we certainly do support the Fisher House here in our area and elsewhere. On Friday, Jeff McDonald will be here, president of the Patriot Club. He'll be guest hosting on Friday's show as we get a couple of days off. We're back here on Monday at 6 a.m. here on CBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One more time before he heads out for Crab Cake City. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you and your family. Thank you.
Yep. Now, you know, this afternoon is going to be wild. It's always going to be wild. A busy day today, so take it easy. It's a nice day.
Wild day.
Buckle everybody up. Just, you know, don't get in a wreck, for crying out loud. Take it easy, okay? There's a big wreck. They're still working on it, by the way. Big accident on the 95 right around the area of the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Started early this morning. Accidents on both sides of the roadway. So primarily, if you're going north, you'll have that problem. But southbound traffic coming down also has a delay. Everything locally looks good, with the exception of right here on 140 with this wreck and a fuel spill at the Baltimore County, Carroll County line. It's backed up all the way back now to Route 91. We're going to be slow coming down the hill. See traffic getting by westbound coming down from Knob Hill, but this eastbound traffic for the last 4 or 5 minutes or so has not moved, and that is a big problem for the traffic after Route 91. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast, mostly cloudy, 55 today, and then some rain tonight into Thanksgiving morning, which may impact Kim's cooking plans. The rain should taper off tomorrow. Windy and 51. And right now it is 41 in the city under sunny skies. And Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. You all set?
I'm all set. I've gone to the grocery store. I've got everything pre-made and how I purchased it. I have no shame in the fact that I can't cook. I tried.
Not everybody can.
Yeah, you know? I tried and I failed. And I said, you know what? I'm almost 43 years old. I'm done trying.
Now, when you say you tried and failed, you thought you failed or somebody else told you, don't ever cook again.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Edison tried like 300 or 400 different filaments before he finally came across the filament that would work on the light bulb.
Okay.
He didn't view them as failures. He viewed them as a learning experience of one more thing that didn't work, so we tried again. So you got time.
Yeah, while leaving everybody at the table hungry.
Other than that.
Yeah, so we have a lot to talk about today. I love the fact that Ivan Bates and Eric Barron are still speaking out and unraveling how this historic drug bust went down. And they really did confirm in this latest interview with Mackenzie Frost that the numbers are being manipulated, which I think we already knew they were, as far as saying crime is down, violence is down, juvenile crime is not as bad as it was last year. They actually, you know, just address the fact that that is not true. And they're redefining how they're jotting all these things down and then disseminating it to the public.
It reminds me of what the FBI tried to do, with the last crime statistics and saying that it was much better than it really was under the Biden administration.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. Also, the tariff announcements. I know everybody's talking about that right now, but they seem to be working. And I know there's a lot of naysayers, those that are, anti-Trump.
Right.
But, you know, I did see that Walmart and Best Buy made a statement. I had no idea Best Buy was still a thing.
Oh, yeah. Really?
No, I didn't know this. But you know what? I don't buy electronics.
Yeah.
That's what they sell, right?
Still work on that flip phone? Still work on that flip phone, right?
Yeah. You know what? I do. I have a terribly old phone. But at the same time, I had no idea. I thought they were out of business a long time ago.
No. They closed a lot of stores.
Okay.
There's one up the road in Owings Mills.
Radio Shack, I think, is out of business.
Yeah, Radio Shack.
Radio Shack, I do remember.
And
Radio
so
Shack.
Is Circuit City. It was a blast from the past.
I remember that too.
Remember Circuit City?
Yeah, I do.
Stereo discounter's gone.
Yeah. And I heard you guys giving your thanks today, so I just wanted to say I'm thankful for WCBM.
Thank you.
Thank you for my campaign team, voters, listeners, producer Brian, and all of my family and friends, and I would say especially my daughter, Olivia Ann Klasick. She has been an angel and by my side through it all, so I'm very thankful.
Yeah, she's a champ.
She is.
Great stuff.
She's great. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family.
You
we'll tune in here right after the 9 o'clock news. Okay, time for turkeys of your turkeys.
National. Tim and Gwen Waltz. They come as a pair, and I just refuse to turn the page beyond that. The Tim and Gwen Waltz National Turkeys of the Year. Locally, Larry Hogan. Media, a tie between Kristen Welker, who's now going to be the White House correspondent in addition to smirking on TV, and Anna Navarro, whose case of Trump derangement syndrome is so profound that Whoopi Goldberg had to calm her down on this. And in sports, the NCAA for allowing men to play women's sports, potentially the end of women's sports as we know it. I think that is a shame, and it's horrible.
My turkeys of the year are Democrat Party as a whole for giving us Obama, Biden, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz and the fact that they're no longer about democracy, the way that they fudged this nomination for Kamala Harris and what they did to Joe Biden.
And to turn the page.
Larry Hogan is my local turkey of the year. My media celebrities are The View, the entire cast of The View, sports, NCAA. And quickly, your winners are nationally Kamala. These are listener winners.
Yep.
Hogan, the media is a tie between The View and MSNBC, the NCAA as well.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you real briefly before Thanksgiving, because you're going to use those choppers tomorrow, about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or maybe you just want implants or veneers that look normal, look good, rather than something from a bad B-movie, you know the ones I'm talking about, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online, CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
God bless our troops. God bless America. Happy Thanksgiving.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...